Yo, mic check. Okay, y'all yizzle.
Yep.
And the hizzle.
Gooch, get it.
Get it?
Get, you got get it.
And throw it at me? Hail Mary?
It. Hold on. Hwah! Just catch it.
Nah, fumble.
Shit.
Here comes the boom, 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 booming, bouncing, stalking, was walking, walking to pouncing, in them every counter, hit him like a mountain, spit him out, spitting up blood like a fountain, look at me like that, you just might fight black, and that fight might end up in me taking your life, I don't go for the bullshit, get diving down, and time is just too important to be fucking around, chump. Nigga, I stop a mud hole in your face, motherfucker. Rip your butthole out of place, cock the Glock to your head. Let off about two in it. Yeah, it's a dirty job, but I just love doing it. Here comes the boom, 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 here comes the boom.
Podcast episode number 11. Live show.
I love that iPhone notification thing. That made the whole song.
It just let the people know that it was real and it was happening right now.
It's raw.
This is like pre-recorded live. It's raw DMX. Live. Yeah.
My dog's at.
Welcome to the Boom Podcast, episode number 11 on the show right now. If you ain't listening to the show right now, you're a sucker. You should be listening right now. And I would just like to thank Mr. Torrence Davis, who has sent in our first mailbag question. But we're going to save that because that's Mr. Torrence Davis. And you know what I'm saying? That's the bitbag.com. So that's like special guest email. So we're going to do the special guest email at the different points. Thank you, Mr. Davis. But who we got with us today? Special guest who is with us on the podcast. What's your name? Where you coming from?
My name is Wallace Gooch. Follow me at Twitter, at Wallace Gooch. Twitter.com. Mm-hmm. Coming from Connecticut. That's right, Connecticut. East Coast.
Connecticut. Yeah. Now, who else we got with us?
Yas here.
Yeah.
Somewhat is alive.
Don't shorten your name. Come on. It's yours.
So who do we have with us again?
It's Yad Yizzle. We'll go with the Yad Yizzle.
The Yad Yizzle for Shizzle.
There's salt on my frizzles. I almost messed that up.
And you got me, the guy who always hears staccato. Just doing as we do. So today is our end of the year show. You know, and we came up with the idea because everybody else, you know, they do their end of the year shows. They're going to do their the bests of the bests and the bests that they do and their top tens of everything that they top ten. So we was like, you know what? That's easy to do. You like a lot of shit. You talk about the shit you like. What about the shit you didn't like? Yeah. What about the shit you hated about the year?
I like the McRib.
That's two people who didn't like the McRib.
I don't think nobody liked the McRib.
Nobody liked the McRib this year. I don't eat pork. I don't even like the McRib because I don't eat pork. So I don't like the McRib.
Wait. A black man that don't eat pork?
Yep.
What am I supposed to eat?
Oh. All right. Oh, you're officially not black. So when you fill out application, you got to put other now, okay?
Watermelon and chicken, that again? Okay. We had watermelon and chicken jokes on the podcast the other day. That's messed up. So all right, so what we're going to do is we're just going to go around the circle. We're just going to go around the circle, and hopefully we can get some calling people. What is my Skype name?
El Staccata.
El Staccata. L-S-T-A-C-C-A-T-A. You can call us in. You can get on the show. Just tell us what you didn't like about the year. What is some of the shit that you hated? It could be video game related, personal life, a book that came out, a TV show that you were looking forward to that didn't live up to the hype. Whatever you want to talk about, you can just come on. And you can still send us emails and really read it during the show. boompodcast@gmail.com. So let's get into this. We're going to start with the Yizzle for Shizzle. Give us something that you didn't like this year. Something that you hated. Oh.
We could talk about I don't know whose name. GameStop. I hate GameStop to the point I don't even want to talk about GameStop. That's how just pissed off I am about them. Their lack of etiquette, lack of respect, lack of power to the player, their outrageous prices, and the BS credit that they give you when you get in there for their stuff, man, GameStop can go to hell, man. That's
Now, y'all probably, if you listen to the podcast, you know the GameStop story.
I hate GameStop.
About the whole Black Friday thing that took place. Gooch, do you shop at the GameStop? Are you a GameStop shopper?
I did, but after I bought... All right, listen. I bought Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition like when it came out. It was like $40 brand new. Came mm-hmm. like all the DLC with it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like... I beat it and everything, so I came and returned it like 2 weeks later. And I was like... I was expecting to get like at least $10 out of it. He said $2.
$2?
I was like, what?
Wow.
I was like, I might as well keep it.
Did you look to see how much they were selling it for?
It was still $40.
Still $40 again. It was selling for $40.
And the one I bought brand new, it wasn't even like, you know how you get a game, it's all like wrapped in the plastic and all that. I didn't even get it wrapped in the plastic. It was just like used game that they put for new.
So they just sent you one of their games that they played and then put
it was probably returned, you know what I mean, or something stupid, and they just gave it to me, you know, charged me full price for it.
That's ridiculous.
Actually, I noticed they have to do that. When you ever go buy games from GameStop, notice that it's never wrapped in the plastic. It's already out and putting on their shelves and stuff. So they just put the CD in there. So technically, you really don't know if you're getting new or not, but they'll sell it to you as is new.
So what y'all need to do is to boycott your local GameStop until they start respecting the customers. Is that what we're saying?
Pretty much.
You want some respect to the customers?
For sure. Occupy a GameStop.
You should.
Occupy the GameStop. If you're new, hashtag worst company ever. Yeah, see, I keep that rolling.
Oh,
that was from the other podcast, but I'm going to keep it rolling. Nobody jumped on board yet, but it's coming. It's going to snowball into a thing, and the next thing you know, we're just going to bring a downfall to all the companies. Like, where's this shit? Okay, you've been on the Twitter. Did you see the shit with the PR guy from that company? The whole thing with Penny Arcade?
No, nah. That.
You haven't seen that? Oh, all right, let me...
school me on game real quick.
I'm gonna school you on this real quick. I'm looking through the joint so I can because I want to be correct with my information. I don't want to come incorrect or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's see here. La di da. Yes, the Ocean Marketing. So they was making some kind of controller peripheral or something. Supposed to be some dope shit.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the customers like. Okay, people paid for the controller up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, one of the customers was inquiring to the status of his order because, you know, he's ordering and hoping to get the stuff by Christmas.
Mm.
You know, and basically what happened was he got into an altercation with one of the PR guys from the company, which is something that should never happen. You know, regardless of how your customer is acting, you know, as a customer service representative, it's not your job to argue with the customer.
Okay.
You just need to get across your point as friendly as possible. But this guy basically acted like he was a dude off the street, like he wasn't representing the company. He was just getting all just crazy with it and shit, and just talking all kind of nonsense to the guy and trying to name drop all these companies that he's close with and all this and that. And eventually one of the dudes from the PAX and Penny Arcade and shit got on there and basically was like, nah, son, like, that, you know, fuck you. You're not having a booth at our show, you know. And then some other people got on and was like, son, don't try to use our name to make your shit look legit. So, I mean, it's just one of those situations where, you know, you have a company trying to use their clout or something to make customer look bad. But in a good way, it turned out against him. So bravo to that customer for, you know, putting dude on blast.
Right.
Hashtag worst company ever. Woo! Yeah!
Oh.
Wait, does he get a free controller now?
Probably not. He might not even get his shit. They probably
burn some bridges.
They probably gonna cancel it and just keep his money.
Yeah, like, some Tyco now. Some Nyko controllers. That sucks.
Yo. So who... Gooch.
Yes, sir.
Passing to you, son. Shit you hate.
Let's see. Probably, you know that game Body Count? I had some good hopes for that game. But when that piece of crap came out, it's the people who made Black for the PS2.
Black.
That was a good game.
Right, yeah. So you played Black, obviously, right?
Yeah.
You love that joint.
The game's shiznit.
Body Count's getting ready to come out. You excited for it?
saved up money for it.
Saved up money for it. You went to the store. You bought the game. You bring it home. You rip them in the plastic. You got that fresh disc smell. Would you throw it in the PS3, 360? What's the joint for?
PS3.
You slide in the PS3. You start playing the game. What is your thoughts, man? Like, what is going through your head?
I could have made this game in my garage.
Was it that bad?
It was that bad.
Wow. What what did you expect from it, and what did it not deliver?
I expected a mix of black and some new new features or something. It was just black was better compared to this game. I don't care if it's still on the PS2, man. This is modern technology. You can make a better game.
So graphically the shit was horrible and
the graphics are alright. It's just I don't even know. It's just awful.
Just kind of generic-esque type of game.
I'd rather play some Lego freaking Batman or something.
Right. Well, Lego Batman was actually kind of fun though. I don't know.
Free on live when you download the app.
On live? Yeah, wait. We can't use the company name unless they pay us. So you got to change it up.
Free on anonymous on that, yes, app. You can Google it, and you'll find out yourself.
See if you can get that free game until they pay us, and then we can say their name on the podcast. All right, let's see. And I'm going to keep it, since we was going game-related, game-centric, then I'm going to keep it game-related and game-centric. And I'm going to say the most disappointing thing, and it hasn't come out yet, but just the idea of it and what was shown of it that was disappointing to me was the Wii U.
Oh yeah, that was.
And obviously, like I said, it's not out yet, so I can't judge it completely. You know,
Wii 2.5.
I can only judge based on what we saw, the little bit that we saw, and it really didn't come off as a big deal. You know, it didn't awe me when you first saw the Wii. It was either an extreme amount of hate for it or an extreme amount of love for what they're doing. But it brought out some kind of emotion, some kind of that nerd emotion that you had. You know what I mean? But the Wii U, it was there, and it was kind of well, whatever. You know,
they're trying to replace the controller. I don't see the controller ever leaving. Can't do that.
And it's,
I feel more comfortable with the controller than a nunchuck. What?
And you know, it's if you look at the Wii U and what they're trying to do, and it's a cool idea, having the game on your TV, on your main console, and then being able to bring it to your computer or to the controller to play mobile, you know. But although it's going to be more expensive investment, you could look at something like what they're doing with the PS3 and the PS Vita. And it's done way better.
Yeah, the whole remote play, that thing is pretty cool.
Right, you know, and then the fact that, you know, if I'm was understanding correctly, I've read where some of the games might ship with both the PS3 and Vita version, or possibly if you purchase one to get the other cheaper, to be able to go back and forth between both of those games. You know what I mean? So if you look at what they're doing with the Wii U, but then you come over here to the PSV and look how it's done, I would honestly probably be more inclined to purchase a Vita to use that feature than I would on the Wii U.
Because a Vita costs as much as a PS3, don't it? $250, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, there is the price of the memory cards and everything added onto it. So it can get expensively up there, but the thing is, and it's the same argument I had when the PS3 came out, you know, if you used the PS3 for everything it was capable of, it was worth that amount of money. If you were just a gamer, I could see it not being worth that amount of money. But if you used it for the Blu-ray, for its ability to stream and kind of use it as an entertainment hub and everything, it was well worth the money, because you weren't getting any other Blu-ray player at that time for $600, period. You were not. So even for a person who just wanted the newest and high def and went out and bought it for the Blu-ray, they were getting a hell of a deal. So to be a gamer, to be able to get Blu-ray, you know, the latest games on the PS3 and all the other features that it had available at the time, and, you know, in the coming months and years, it was well worth the price of entry. but just on a gaming standpoint, it wasn't. But I feel like if hopefully, you know, can say the same about the Vita, that it is a rather expensive entry point, but to actually get into the system and to really utilize it for everything that it has to offer, it might be well worth the price.
And then the price is going to drop a year later because they're going to come out with a slim version. That's what they always do with the PS PlayStation things, systems. Come out with a slim version of it, half the price.
See, it's so much on that system. Like, how would they do?
That's what everybody says, though, because when the PS3, did you really expect a slim version of it?
At some point. I mean, you knew there was going to be a remodel of the system down the line. You know, it's the same thing they did with the first PlayStation and the second PlayStation. They all had a slimmer model come down, you know, down the line. So
they had a PSP Slim.
They did. But with the Vita, I think the way that it's set up, having the rear touch screens and everything, and, you know, slimming it down might make it more difficult to use. You know what I mean? It might make the positioning of the hands and how you hold it might not feel right.
Game Boy Micro.
Right, exactly.
Oh my god.
You know what I mean? Or even something like when I look at the controller for the Wii U, like just looking at it, because it looks kind of not hefty, but just very. It's a roomy controller. It looks like. You know, and I'm not exactly sure what the specs are on it, but it just doesn't look like something I would really want to sit there and hold for a long period of time.
It's an iPad with buttons.
Right. You know, it reminds me of like one of those little kid video game toys where it's like really big with all the unnecessary graphics around the case of the system. You know what I mean?
The Leapfrog things.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, and that, you know, as a little kid, great. You play around with it all day, but. You know, as an adult, it might not be the most comfortable thing, especially for long gaming sessions. You know what I mean? We'll let the people know again. You can Skype in at any time, live show, to let us know what are some of the things that you hated most about this year. Like I said, we got the email in from Torres Davis. But we're saving that. We're keeping that in the clip. We're going to bring that out later. So if you want to email in, you can email us boompodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on the Skype, LSTACCATA. Call in, let us know what you hated about the year. This is the Boom Podcast year end show. Participate, people. Participate. All right, so we're gonna go around again. Whatever you hated about the year, Yizzle, tell them.
All right, let's see what else. Oh, okay. Mainly this year, but I guess most years. Video games that fall back mostly on their graphics and just totally just lack on gameplay. I hated that. I'm gonna go farther back, but forget it. I'm just gonna say it later. I'm gonna use that as an example though.
Okay.
A game where it was overhyped, people were waiting for it. And then it just flopped on almost every aspect. Like, they just ruined it. Last Rebellion. A game where I'm like, it's on the PS3. Like, what the hell?
Okay, so you felt like these are games where
this upsets me.
These are games where they mostly focused on the aesthetic of the game as opposed to releasing good gameplay.
Right, man. The whole layer thing that people saying was just clunky, wasn't responsive enough. I mean, like, what happened? Like, who are these people that are testing these games and are passing it through and saying, yeah, this works great? But it's like, I don't even think that. I think what it is they have people test them. Is it playable? Yeah, it's playable. Well, we have a deadline, so let's push it out. I think that's what they do with most games. They don't try to polish them or anything.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask this question. Okay, did you get to play Lair?
Nah, I didn't want to. After all the bad, I wasn't going to pay for it, man. Because after all the bad press and stuff it got, no.
Okay, but, no. I mean, do you feel like it's fair to throw that criticism out the game when you haven't played? Because a lot of people have a lot of complaints about. People had a lot of complaints about Final Fantasy XIII.
I didn't like that one either.
Now, I won't say that their complaints weren't warranted, but I felt like a lot of complaints about that game were nonsense. I think people were so caught up in the illusion of what they thought Final Fantasy was that, you know, when you took away some of that illusion, all of a sudden it's a whack game.
But Final Fantasy 13 did not have bad gameplay.
It didn't, but that's my point. Like, I can say that about, I can defend or hate Final Fantasy 13 because it's something that I actually had in my hand. So if somebody was to say, well, this game controlled horribly, I can, you know, counteract that and say, because I've actually played the game and explain why I felt it didn't, you know, control horribly.
If I can find a copy of it, I'll buy it and play it. But I wasn't going to sell $60 for a game that even almost every magazine, every person that played it said it was that bad. Why would I pay $60 for a bad game?
I mean, I can understand.
That's like if I told you right now. Remember that game for the PS2? What was it called? What was it? I remember because it was like $3 at one point when we was looking at it and you still didn't buy it.
Right. Okay.
You
know what I'm talking about?
Mr. Krabs over here, man.
I think it was probably one of the Saga Frontier series. I played the other two, which were
fun.
It
was a limited saga.
Unlimited saga. Right. Now, when we were in the magazine, you were reading it, the turn base, the fact that when you hit enemies, you lost HP, and people just tore that game down. It was down to $3. You still didn't buy it.
Right, I didn't.
That's my point. But was it not because of what you read and what you heard about the game?
Yeah, but I didn't. I did not criticize
the game. You just got caught. Come on.
No, hold on. I did not criticize the game.
But not buying it.
Based upon, you know, why, what other people were telling me about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I wanted to criticize the game, I would have bought it to play. The reason I didn't buy it and play that game was because, okay, I understand what the game is about, and I'm just not liking how the game is set up. I'm not liking the way that you're supposed to move on this, like, Monopoly type of board or whatever, and it's stuff like that that made me not want to purchase the game. It wasn't necessarily the bad, because I've purchased a lot of games that have gotten bad reviews and, you know, even like some of them. So it was more so for me, one, that, and two, the fact that there were other games taking place, or, you know, other games out there to spend money on.
It was $3.
But you got to think, when you're thinking you're thinking RPGs, right? It's not just a money investment, it's a time investment. You know what I mean? More so than any other thing, it's a time investment. So if I have to choose between two RPG games to play, I'm going to play one that I feel like is not only worth the money more, but it's just worth the time that I have to put into it, as opposed to one that, you know, I'm iffy on, you know, the concept and the base of what the game is.
Okay, but it still comes down to me paying $60 for a game. At that time, about $60 for a game that everybody just said was crap, and $3 for a game that people said was crap. Okay, I'll be more willing to probably spend the money now and play, which is probably, maybe $10 or so now. So I'll give them the money to play. I'm pretty sure it's going to be crap. It's like everybody said it was crap. But I'm just saying. But at the time, I was talking about at the time, I'm going to pay $60 for a game nobody liked.
No, not, yeah, I understand.
Because if you need a consensus of different people saying they don't like it, that's my thing.
No, like, yeah, and I understand that. Not, you know, because I think even with games that are gooder, gooder.
Gooder is a real word.
Even with those games, you see people that might wait down the line before it drops to like a $50 or a $40 price point before they invest into it. Because, like, say, like a Batman, you know, Batman came out, these last two Batmans, and, you know, they've been critically acclaimed, you know, by the press and the fans. You know, people love that game. But for somebody who wants to play a really good game but might not necessarily be into the DC universe and Batman as a character, you know, to them it might not be worth paying that $60, but waiting until the price drop, getting it at a cheaper price point, you know, to get into that adventure, it might make it, you know, worthwhile.
DC sucks. Anybody name me 10 DC characters right now, really quick, and then name me 10 Marvel characters off the top of your head, really quick. DC first. Ready?
DC. Batman.
DC, go.
Batman.
Go.
Robin.
Go.
Catwoman.
Go. Oh, come on, pick different series.
Okay, we're not talking about Batman. We're
talking about different heroes from different series. One hero per series. Go.
The Flash.
Go.
Damn, I'm lost.
Aquaman.
Mm-hmm.
What's the ghost guy? The alien?
See, look,
Martian Manhunter.
Go.
Hold on, I got this. I'm going through this. Hold on, I got this.
We got three.
Yo, put your iPhone down. Stop cheating.
It's off the top.
All right, three.
Superman, obviously. I don't know how I forgot Superman.
Four.
Wonder Woman.
Five.
Let's see. What's the dude name? Green Arrow.
Six.
Are we talking just heroes?
We're talking villains.
Villains, fine. Villains, fine.
Okay. Joker.
Seven.
Lex Luthor.
Eight.
I got some more on the top of my head.
It's
I got more though.
No, but give my money. I'll ask somebody right now. Name 10 Marvel characters. Right, they'll burn it up in like 20 seconds.
Marvel's okay. Because for a longer time, Marvel had, I think, a bigger, you know, presence than DC.
Their movies are just better.
And the movies were just, yeah. But that hasn't really been that many DC movies out though.
There have been Batman and.
Batman.
I think Batman is the Superman.
Superman. Green Lantern.
But didn't I? Oh, the Superman movie was garbage. I watched it. That was terrible.
What
this
about this
is one funny part. I remember I was watching. Is it Catwoman?
Yeah, Halle Berry, come on.
Oh, yes, right, yeah. I don't know what that was. That was some ill stuff.
Some people
said
that don't even.
That movie was just.
Some people said that don't count.
It was craziness.
some people call staccato.
What, the craziness? You said, yeah, son. Gooch, it's your joint. Tell us something that you hated.
Surprised that you guys haven't even thought about the whole PSN getting hacked.
Maybe I was saving it. That's you. You tell what? Go ahead. Go into it.
I wasn't even like really affected about it because I didn't even really play online back then. I was just playing Oblivion, to be honest.
So you have no credit card, nothing in there that could possibly.
It was just like I had an Xbox already. I purchased Xbox Live. I don't have an Xbox no more. I'm just saying back then, you know. Well, I'm saying back then, like it was 4 years ago.
Right. So, That put a damper on my gaming, for real, to be honest, because like
there's so many rumors during that time. It was crazy. Like they were gonna charge for it. Like
yeah,
it's crazy, yo.
Yeah, and it was one of those situations where for me, like, okay, I got a PS3 and I have an Xbox, you know, and I would never disrespect the 360. It's a great gaming machine. It's just not the gaming machine for me.
You know, PS3 all day. Yeah, some fanboys crying, man.
It might be, but you know, I gotta be real with it. Like when it comes to the exclusive titles and just the filler, even something down to just the filler, the controller, which is really a big deal when you're playing a game. You know, you want to be comfortable. I prefer the PS3. So, you know, when that whole shit happened and the system was down, like that put a real big dent in my gaming.
Well, that's not the reason I bought my PS3. I bought my PS3 recently, like 2 months ago. The reason I bought my PS3, first off, the online's free. Tired of Microsoft raping me. Second reason, you need something different after a while. After playing Xbox for all them years, you need something different. I think the experience is better on the PS3.
What is it that you feel like you're getting out of your PS3 that you weren't getting from
Blu-ray player?
Blu-ray? Okay.
What was the other format?
I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. It's like something different makes it like, I don't know. First of all, it don't sound like a jet engine when you're playing a game.
Right.
It don't sound like it's about to die.
If we were to pair exclusive titles, like, you know, your Halo.
I'm not going to be mean or anything, but I don't really like Uncharted and God of War like that. Like, I play them, but. It's not gonna make me buy a PS3 for it, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
But I don't even like Halo and all that stuff. I like Gears of War, but to a certain extent, you know what I mean?
First of all, you will not speak ill of Uncharted. This show, sir, that will not go down. The greatest game of all time. But if you wish to speak ill of Halo, go ahead. That is fine.
All right, I do like this. All right, Uncharted, I give it a 8 out of 10. Halo. Pushing 6 out of 10.
So you're not the type of consumer that would let a game make you purchase a system.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
so
like I'm looking at my games right now. I got like games that are on both systems. You know, I got Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, BioShock, Battlefield 3. Just like, you know, doesn't matter to me.
Right. So if come the new the new gaming generation. Mm-hmm. What are some of the criteria that would make you leave the current systems behind and jump up to the new era, the new generation of gaming? Like, what could they do? I mean, like, you know, in this, coming up in this generation, obviously it was more graphical power. If you're looking at the PS3, it was the ability, that the space allowed on the Blu-ray to put more content on the disc. Like, what would be the selling point for you? What could they do to make you want to spend that more money to get new systems?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Yeah? What about you? Would you even be interested in the new console gen? I guess that's a better question. Would y'all even be interested in a new console generation yet?
Nah, it's still too early.
Too early?
It's still too early.
Why too early?
Because no one really came out with anything, you know.
Yeah.
Good, like, I'm not going to say good exclusive, but like, good, like, selling point to get you to that console.
You don't think so?
I think 360 could go with an upgrade. I think the PS3, though, doesn't have a large enough library of games yet for it to warrant to.
Like, this series, system. They came out with the consoles, and then they started adding stuff after a while. Like, I need something, like if I buy the premium edition, I'm going to get everything that comes down the line, you know,
right,
included. And the people who buy the lower, you know, they have to pay for all the extra stuff. That's probably what make me buy a certain console.
Okay. Now, yeah, you were saying that you didn't feel like the PS3 had enough in its library. And are you talking just exclusive titles?
Just games in general.
Just in
general? Because if you look at the PS2 library compared to the PS3 library, if you go into any store, you'll notice that the PS2 library takes up like 5.5 wall space.
Okay, so we're not comparing like PS3, Xbox. You're comparing the PS3 to its previous.
I never compare any system against another system because each system is in and of itself its own proprietary thing it does. So when I compare the PS3, I'm compared to the PS2. It's just not ready yet. Yeah, I'll give it maybe 3 or 4 more years, and then maybe I'll start thinking about.
I hope they do with the PS2 that they're gonna do with the PS3. How like they kept the PS3 or PS2 around for at least 10 years. They still make games for it and everything. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I, you know, me myself. I think I could handle a new console generation launching, but I might not attach onto it as quickly as I did with the Xbox and the PS3. I think I might be one of those holdouts to kind of, you know, let things run their course for a little bit before I hopped on, you know what I mean? But, you know, for me, like, and I got to take it back to Final Fantasy just a little bit, though. When they announced the Final Fantasy 13 was not going to be exclusive to the PS3. There was a lot of people that was mad about that. And then you have a lot of people that didn't understand that anger because it was like, well, you're still going to get the game, so it doesn't matter whether it's on another system or something, right? But now I'm with the group of people almost who had an issue with it. But my issue with it was because of the fact that if, you know, one of the main reasons I bought my PS3 was Final Fantasy 13. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love the PS3, and I would have gotten it at some point anyways. But to pay $600 for that machine, and like I said, it was well worth the money, you know, afterward. But to pay $600 for this machine, to be able to say, yo, I'm buying this, to be able to play Final Fantasy 13, and then however long down the line, it's like, oh, well, hey, you can get it on the cheaper machine. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have spent money. I didn't have to spend money on the PS3 at all because I already had the 360. So for a gamer who's just into the Final Fantasy franchise, like, if that is really that's your gold standard, that's your bread and butter in gaming, and that's what you spend your money on, and then you buy this expensive system to be able to play this game, but then you could have spent less money and had the same experience, I'd be pissed about that too.
Hold on, wasn't Final Fantasy 13 multiple discs for 360 though?
Yeah.
It was like three discs?
Yeah, then I heard the way they were packaging them too. It was pretty rough. Yeah, it was, but just throwing them up.
It comes with like 15 minutes. You got to swap them out every 30 minutes.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But I mean, even Apple though, I mean, after okay, after you get over that little fact of it, it's the same game, pretty much. You know what I mean? I mean, there may have been some shit that was better on the PS3 version, or it might even have been some shit that was better on the 360 version, depending on who you ask. But it's just a simple fact that if I could have paid, you know, $300 or whatever to play this game, as opposed to paying $600 to play this game, and I don't really care about the system, all I care about is the game, I'm gonna pay the $300 to play the game. All
right.
You know what I mean?
You know what game is gonna sell PS3s? That's gonna be coming out.
What?
I Am Alive. That game.
You think so?
That game looks hot.
It looks nice, but I don't know if it's a system seller though.
Come on, that to me it is. I don't know.
Coming from the Uncharted, you know, the makers of Uncharted, it definitely has. I think it has an automatic built-in huge.
You gotta throw the Uncharted in my face.
No, I'm just saying like that. You know, people trust them as a developer. That's what I said.
Wait, are they still making a movie on that game?
The Uncharted?
Yeah.
The last I heard, they were switching like the director and redoing the writers.
You'd be the first one in line.
So I would. Yo, if they do it properly, I'm
you know they're going to do it properly, though, because they're going to get a whole bunch of people that haven't played the game make the movie.
And that's where...
That's what they always do.
It is, that's and like I'm hoping... All right,
come on, you seen the Mario movie, huh?
That was some other nonsense. Like, that don't even count.
All you have to do is play the first level to get the game, and they still messed it up.
why are we in hate mode? Let me tell y'all something about how awesome Mario was.
The game Mario is straight.
No, the movie was awesome too.
What?
Jetpacks on the boots. King Cooper.
Oh my gosh.
Oh shit.
Come on. Plumbers. I'm tired of this hating, man. I'm gonna bring my Mario movie down. Let me tell you something else, okay? Double Dragon was awesome.
I'll load that movie tonight and rewatch it because I don't know what you're talking about.
But you need to watch it in 3D.
I mean, the Mario.
Nah,
Super
I don't even
show.
Like that 3D gimmick so, stuff. I don't know. Like, I seen movies in 3D. I don't know.
Yeah,
I wasn't
impressed with it either.
It's not. Like, 3D movies is not really. I'm not.
Like, that whole 3D gimmick, that's. That's not going to make me buy a console. 3D technology stuff.
Shit, that's a hate to me. The whole thing happening with everybody wanting to put everything in 3D. Even if it don't make no sense to be in 3D.
Let's put this cereal box in 3D.
It'd be a dude trapped in the middle of some rocks the whole movie, and they want it in 3D. Like, where the 3D dust and shit. Like, come on, man. That shit is dumb. And it's just... And in most cases, it doesn't even add anything
to the
movie.
Yo, if you
want to
see some good high-definition 3D, you know what you do? You look out your window.
Real life. 3D.
I want to jump back to something real quick. We were talking about the buying the system based off the game and stuff.
Yeah.
You made the point about, you know, you was going to get the PS3 for the Final Fantasy 13. And some people being upset that it went to the 360. Well, if you had any common knowledge of video games, you know that Final Fantasy started off Nintendo anyways. And then the Final Fantasy 7 was originally going to be for Nintendo 64, but because of the hardware issue, it actually jumped to the PlayStation.
Right.
So you can't really get mad that the 360 ended up with, you know, a version of, you know, Final Fantasy.
Because
it was never exclusive to PlayStation.
It just happened to have
maybe a few games that ran on the PlayStation 7 through 9.
But what you're talking about, what you're saying to me is different. When you have a company telling you over and over again, and they did, that this game was exclusive to the PS3.
I mean, I'm not saying
that. You know what I'm saying? It's like if I'm telling you, good sir, these are the last chocolate chip cookies on earth, and they are exclusive to you. But then I go and I give those chocolate chip cookies to somebody else. And you was like, damn it, I spent $800, $600 on this golden plate for these chocolate chip cookies. And you just give them to anybody. I could have bought a regular plate and ate chocolate chip cookies on a regular plate.
I understand the anger. I understand your anger.
You got a gold plate
for
no reason.
I wasn't talking about that anger. I was talking about the anger of people. We're just getting mad because of the fact that Final Fantasy 13 was going to the 360.
People get mad at anything.
There are people that are genuinely getting mad. Not the fact that they said it was just going to be exclusive for the PS3, and maybe I spent the money for it, but were just mad because it was going to the 360. Like, Final Fantasy had no business on the 360. And I was like, and I didn't understand. That's what I was just saying. I didn't understand that.
Well, it was always on, like, a Japanese console because Sony and Nintendo, they're all Japanese, you know what I mean? And Final Fantasy is a Japanese game.
Okay, here it is. And okay, so I'm reading the Twitter. And actually, if you want to, thank you, Mr. Davis. If you don't want to email in, you don't want to Skype in, tell us the shit that you hated with over Twitter. You can hit us on the Twitter at LSTACCATA. You know, talk with us about the show. I got the chat in the room, but I couldn't get it to work. I can't log into it. So I don't know what's up with that. But yeah, you can
call
up
Geek Squad or something.
That's what I'm going to need to do. So hopefully the next live show will go better. But Tor Davis hit me up on the Twitter, and he wants to know, you know, why do I care that they said it was an exclusive, that, you know, I still got my copy of the game. And, you know, and again, I take it back to what I said, because, you know, if I was the type of person who the console doesn't matter to me, then the fact that I've spent more money on this PS3 because they told me it was exclusive to the PS3 when I could have bought the cheaper system and played that game and still had pretty much that same experience, you know, I felt like I was led the wrong way by that company telling me that this was an exclusive title, you know, because you work hard for your money, mm-hmm. you know, and regardless of what you spend your money on, or if somebody else thinks what you spend your money on is dumb mm-hmm. or good, it's what you chose to spend your money on, and it's the money that you work for, so where you put it is important. So if my care is just for the Final Fantasy franchise, I don't care PS3 versus Xbox or any of that stuff. I just want to play Final Fantasy. And they're telling me it's exclusive. It's exclusive to PS3. This is PS3 only. So I'll buy a PS3 for this game, and I dish out $600 of my hard-earned money when I could have just got the Xbox and paid, what was it, like $300-$400 at the time? Yeah, if I could have saved that $200 for other games or for bills or whatever else I wanted to do with that money, you know, that's why it matters to me that they said it was an exclusive. Yes, I still got my game. Yes, I still loved it. You know, like I said, 360 or PS3, it's Final Fantasy. I love the franchise. I love the game. If it would have cost me $200, $300 less to be able to play the game, I would have liked to have had that option. Mm-hmm. Instead of constantly being told that this was an exclusive title and me believing that my only way to play this game will be on the PS3 system. So that's my hate over that situation.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So who is it? Anybody got some hate? Anybody with some hate? Spew some more hate?
Oh man, sure, why not? How about video games that are based off movies, and movies based off video games that are just plain crap. We can go down the list if y'all want to go around a circle.
Street Fighter. Remember that game came out for the movie?
Go ahead.
Real quick.
All right. When Street Fighter movie came out, when was it? 90s, 80s?
Hold on, Gooch. 1 second. Please. He asked, did I buy the PS3 for the Final Fantasy 13? If so, my anger makes sense.
Yep.
Now, I will say, I bought my PS3 for Final Fantasy 13, but it was after getting it and then being able to play like Uncharted and stuff like that, where I was happy about the system. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it worked out for me. But, you know, for people who didn't have that experience, who didn't care about Uncharted, who all they cared about was the Final Fantasy, I was basically speaking for that customer. You know, that customer who just has that franchise that they love, that purchases based off of that franchise. And then they kind of got, I won't say they got screwed, but
they got screwed.
Their wallet definitely got pinched a little bit more than it had to have had been. So that's where I was coming from. But, all right, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go.
All right.
Go, my people. Let my people.
All right. Well, you remember Street Fighter movie? What year did that come out in?
Y'all have no idea. You're talking about the Van Damme joint, right?
Yeah. All right. This is what's weird about it. All right. They made a movie out of a game, and then they made the game out of a movie that already was a video game, and the game was horrible.
The game is worse. The game. What happened?
That was Inception. I don't even know, man.
A good game.
They were trying to do, like, the world record of going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, just sure getting, they thought it was going to pop off because it was already a video game, but nah, it didn't work.
Did the movie even pop off? Was the movie that popular when it came out?
I think
out?
The movie broke even. I don't even think it did that good. I think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles made more money than them.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies was actually good movies, though.
Yeah, they were good-ass movies.
There was some good movies, especially the first one was, like, classic.
Yeah.
That shit was classic. But, all right, so you were saying...
What other ones are there?
Relaunch the question to the people, because I rudely interrupted, and I apologize, so...
We were talking about games based off of movies, or movies based off games that were just pure crap. Blood Rain, remember that one?
You know yeah.
Stupid.
What was the,
Hitman.
The House of the Dead joint that they... You didn't like the Hitman movie?
Nah, come I on. Thought that dude did like nothing like him. He looked like he had cancer. Come on.
Now, I will say the character, his build wasn't as good, but I actually thought the movie was okay. Like, if it wasn't a Hitman movie, like, hey, like, I wasn't really huge into the Hitman franchise, so I can't really compare it to the games, but I mean, as a movie, I didn't think it was a failure at all. I thought it was actually an entertaining movie. But have either of y'all played the Hitman games? Were y'all into
it? Yeah, I beat number two in one day. I rented it from Blockbuster and just beat it the whole game the first day.
Well, compared to the game, and then, like, compared to the movie, did it not... Was there something missing? Was it just...
It just didn't feel like it. Like, if someone told me that it wasn't a Hitman movie, I would have never thought it was a Hitman movie. It was just like, I don't know.
Interesting. And that's what that's how I felt also about the, what was it, the Final Fantasy Spirits Within joint?
Yeah, I didn't like that one too much.
See, I liked that movie. I didn't like it as a Final Fantasy movie. But if they had titled it something else, and just if it had just been like The Spirits Within, and that was the name of the movie, I thought it was pretty entertaining, but as a Final Fantasy movie, not so much.
Oh, but then they made up for it, though. Advent Children.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Beautiful. Yes, awesome. Beautiful. Yes, beautiful.
Great.
Movie.
Great joint.
Good
great
job. Joint. Good job, yeah. Square.
But what else? What other game movies that just didn't hit the mark at all?
You already mentioned Mario.
Whoa. What did I say about Mario? I told you, y'all ain't going to bash Mario. I will shank people in here for Mario.
What did y'all think about the...
I'll let it go this time.
The Tomb Raider movies.
Oh, that was pretty good.
Angelina Jolie. You like those?
Not bad. Those were okay. Because it was easy to mimic.
You know, it wasn't mind-blowing, but...
It was okay. It was watchable.
It did what it was set out to do, what it was supposed to do. Yeah. And then looking at that, it makes me think that it is... First of all, it is possible to make good gaming movies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it may not, like you say, it may not have been like the greatest thing out there, but you can make some good gaming movies. Oh, and then Mr. Davis, Dragon Ball, I think was shit.
What was he talking about?
The Dragon Ball movie. Remember the live action joint that came out?
Oh, hell yeah, thank you.
Yeah. That was like a YouTube video.
Bullshit. Goku riding a bike, throwing air Hadoukens. You can even see the energy slicking back his hair. Didn't fly.
It was
getting
like,
bullied.
And
really,
I think I read somewhere where the creator of it was saying that when you watch it, to kind of think of it as a like a Dragon Ball story, like from a different dimension type of situation.
Tell the creator, I said, like shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. We don't care about your stupid stuff.
Money to make the movie.
Okay, think about it. They did the same thing with Mario and everything else. Did it work? No. And you tell me, so why the hell was Jean-Claude Van Damme playing American in Street Fighter? We are going to save America. We are going to kill M. Bison. We are going to win the war. Colonel Guile, yes, what is it that you want? Are you from Russia or Germany? Mother Russia. Lies. Lies.
Yeah, but okay. The Dragon Ball movie, it showed some promise to me. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, I don't think it was a complete waste of crapness.
That was like a long ass YouTube video.
That was good. That's true.
It was. It's like they just took a bunch of, like, you know how you go to YouTube and you try to watch a bootleg video?
Yeah.
And it'd be like 9 minutes parts.
You gotta go to part two.
Go to part two, part three.
Oh my.
And then you like, there's one missing, like part three's missing. You're like, ah, damn.
Yo, but okay. And then Mr. Davis, and I completely forgot all about this one. The Mortal Kombat movie.
Those are the best
probably video game movies.
Okay, where did y'all feel about the second one?
They try to pack too many characters in, in one movie.
Like, it was like Mortal Kombat trilogy crazy.
It was too.
Just trying to rush it and just trying to make Rain it too cool.
Rain had a cameo. That's all I'm going to say about it. He had a cameo. He got killed right on the spot.
It's like, I ain't Rain. Boom.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
The first one, I think, was that was done really well.
Oh, actually. I love the first one, man.
I can't believe I forgot about that. Nah. That was done really good. Like, and I had some of the best fights.
Reptile scene was the best.
Yeah, Reptile fight was sick.
The Sub-Zero. Who did he fight?
Liu Kang.
Sub-Zero, Liu Kang battle.
Scorpion fight was okay. I like that.
Whoever, the actor who played Liu Kang did a good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Actually, I feel like all the actors that they picked on that.
Kano was great.
They really fit in real well with the characters from the game. They did a good job with that.
You know what would have been funny? If Van Damme played Liu Kang.
I am Liu Kang.
I am Liu Kang. Look into my eyes. And he pulls his eyes.
Flash kick. Wrong move, fool. Oh. Is that how you deal with the bicycle kick?
But yo, that was a good movie. I think the Scorpion fight, with Johnny Cage, that was like the best fight in that whole movie. That shit was ill.
I think they made Jax too black though. Like, he was pushing it. He was pushing like jailhouse beefy to like Mortal Kombat beefy. He was just like. Did you get strong from being in jail for 30 years, or you know some martial arts?
Did he do anything in that movie?
No, he's like, I'm Jax. Leave me here.
Yeah, that's what he just had like a little...
Oh, I think I do remember
like,
that. Oh.
Stay behind type of shit. Now, did y'all watch the new, like the little web series that they had?
I watched the whole series.
That was good. The whole backstory of all the characters, that was good.
Excellent.
I didn't get to finish watching that, so I do want to sit down and watch that whole thing. But if they had, now, if y'all didn't, what was it called? What was the...
Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Mortal Kombat Legacy. Yeah. And, like, okay, like I said, I haven't seen the whole thing, but from my understanding is they kind of tried to take the Mortal Kombat mythology and steep it a little bit more in realism.
Yep.
So it wasn't that so much, kind of fantasy. Mm. Did it work?
Yes.
And what is that? Would you like to see like an extended series or a movie?
Movie.
On that same concept and the same idea?
Wait, wasn't that building up to a movie?
Yeah, they were doing the series to get the funds for
the backstory.
Yeah.
So they, when they came out with the movie, everybody would be up to par.
Yeah, so everybody could just. So if they, so people could petition for it, see if we can try to get them a movie because it's worth it.
And
that Scorpion backstory is crazy. Like,
that was sick.
Kill his family. Oh my God. I'm about to go torrent that tonight.
You see the one with, about the Cyrex and Sektor?
Yeah.
The Hydro fight? That was sweet.
Y'all got Robots, man.
Yeah, that was
sick. That was better than Transformers.
Man, when they built them, they straight took... All this was gone when they built Cyrex and Sektor. From the torso down.
Damn.
Everything was pretty much just replaced with robot parts. It's sweet. You got to see it. It pretty much does with Mortal Kombat. It pretty much kind of just tells you the story of exactly... What happened to everybody in depth,
mm-hmm.
and pretty
how
much
they became their character, basically.
Exactly.
Okay, so really, just basically just that, like that origin story for everybody to get where they had to get, as everybody knows them in the game.
How Kano got
but
one
the Jax, they didn't really explain Jax. It's just like someone Jax trying to get them buns from Sonya. That's all they really showed.
Yeah. Now in the by the end of the series, I guess this is spoilers. Did he have his metal arms and shit by the end of the series?
No, not yet.
No.
Okay,
no.
So he was still, he wasn't Jax. He was just Jax.
All just dodge bullets. That's all he really did.
Yeah.
All they did on this one was just pretty much explain the origins of everybody that they're probably going to have in the series. So,
I'm going to have to check that out.
Check out the pilot, too. That was a good one.
Yeah, it was.
I watched the pilot, and I think I might have watched like...
It's like a 9-minute
first
pilot.
First couple of episodes after that, and then I just kind of fell off me. But I did enjoy it, and I did want to finish watching it, finish getting into it. So yo, it's a call-in show. We ain't had no call-ins. I feel bad about that.
No prank calls.
No prank calls. Real calls. Call in. Let us know what you hated about the year. And shit, at this point, we'll just talk about whatever the fuck. So if you got something you want to talk about,
what about that challenge, man?
And we got challenged. So we're gonna hit that up. So you can Skype in the Skype LSTACCATA. That's the Skype. If you wanna just hit us up on the tweets on the Twitter, you can hit us at L Staccata at LSTACCATA or at Boom Podcast, actually, which is better. Actually, duh. to use the Twitter for the show. At Boom Podcast. That's BOOMPODCAST. And you can also follow us on there and, you know, participate. You know, participate. Or you can send an email to boompodcast@gmail.com. So, all right. So we did have a challenge that was set forth before we started recording.
What?
So go ahead and release the delf. What was the challenge?
All right, it's for you, Staccato. So I don't know what you're doing backing out.
It's you
versus me. Me and you, we're going
to
name as many black, because I remember last week, video game characters as possible.
Okay.
And whoever loses their race card.
All right, now here's the question. What if it's possible black character that we're not sure about?
Get black characters that have been in video games.
That's what I'm saying, but there are some characters... and I'm not going to give up my character name, but there are some characters that you look at like, oh, she could be black, but then again,
no, I'm like talking about like story characters. Like, they don't have to be main story characters, but they have to be a part of the game. Like,
she's a part of she is the main character in the game.
No loopholes. Come on, you know what I mean.
It's not a loophole. It's just that
if she's in the game for more than 30 minutes, she could be named.
Okay, all right.
Hey. Break it up.
So if you lose, you lose your race card. So next time you renew your license and you put race, you got to put other.
Asian.
All right, ready?
No, you got to put other.
Are we going to play rock, scissors, papers for who gets started?
I'm going to take Tally here.
Rock, scissors, papers. On three, call it rock, scissors, or papers. Ready? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, scissors. You cheated, son. You supposed to call it.
Rock.
Nah, you cheated. We're doing it again.
Ready.
Call them 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Paper.
1, 2, 3.
Scissors.
Rock.
Damn.
Oh.
Okay, you got it.
All right, go first.
All right, you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Barrett, Final Fantasy VII.
Damn, I was going to say that. TJ Combo from Killer Instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to do... what's the boy's name? Jade from Beyond Good and Evil. I feel like that counts.
I'll give it to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the main character girl. Because she was dark skinned in complexion.
Okay, we'll eat it.
She had that kind of like sisterly 1990s hairdo with the headband and shit.
Okay.
So, right. You know, salt and pepper, SWV style.
All right. Jax from Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a good one. Cole from Gears of War.
There you go.
CJ Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to go with... Oh, wait.
No iPhone.
What? I ain't no iPhones on here, son. I ain't no cheating. No cheating all day.
I just heard your iPhone.
No, that was because a tweet just came in. It was a tweet. Yo.
She got an email from freaking... an email site getting answers. Come on.
But nobody's giving me answers. They still talk about the show.
Wait, whose turn is it? Okay. My turn or your turn?
No, it's my turn. Okay, I am going to go with... I'm going with... oh, God, and I got his name in my head, too, right now. Final Fantasy 13.
10 seconds.
Damn it.
9, 8...
And he's stuck in my head.
7, 6...
Shit!
5,
about to 4, put, you about to be Asian for another 5
3,
years.
2, 1.
Anderson Silva, WWE, wrestling, the UFC game. Bam!
All right, he got that. Squeeze that one in.
Brazilian.
Squeeze it in.
He's black. He's still black.
He got that one.
Damn.
All right, your turn.
He's black Azillion. He's black Azillion.
Damn.
All right, Gooch.
Oh, I got a good one. Gooch. Afro Thunder from Ready to Rumble.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm about to jump off of that one. The Afro Samurai.
There you go.
Damn.
Go ahead.
What about the whole Wu-Tang video game?
That would count.
We'll count that.
And you know, we'll take that as a whole answer.
Okay, go.
Is that fair?
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. Then I'm going to go with... shit. Damn, this is harder than I thought. Black characters.
It seemed easy, right? But
fill the space for me, guys. Fill the space for me. Feel this void of silence that I'm having while I'm thinking. Wait, hold up. Shit.
Double Jeopardy.
Damn. Yo.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
Oh, the new guy from the Starhawks. Does he have a name now?
Just call him Starhawks, black dude.
Black guy from Starhawks. Okay,
go ahead.
Alright, what's that dude from Halo, the commander guy? Ooh, I think I know what he is. Johnson's son. It's like Avery Johnson, the son, stupid. That counts, because you knew what I was talking about.
And I would just like to state that I did not read that tweet about the dude from Starhawk before I was posted on the Twitter. the entire cast of NBA Jam.
Right, that counts, though. That counts. You can say NBA 06 to be your next answer.
All right, let's see. Let's see. Okay, it's
my
turn, right?
You can say the NBA Jams if you want to.
I can't use it now because it was posted on the Twitter. These were all from Mr. Davis. We got Sheba, the entire cast of NBA Jam, the dude from Starhawk, M. Bison, Dudley. And I was trying to think of Dudley from Street Fighter, right?
Does Michael Jackson count from the dancing games?
Yeah.
All right, I'm using Michael Jackson from the dancing games. Bam. Right, that's there you go. Your turn.
Ooh, what about Eddie Gordo from Tekken 3?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a good one. What about... what's his name? Crow from Tekken. The black ninja.
Oh, the
dude.
Black, yes, right. Yeah. Yep.
Mm. Oh, Mike Tyson from Punch Out.
Okay. Melina.
Mr. Sandman from Punch Out.
Sandman was white, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's white.
Was he white? Which one was the Sandman?
No, wait, no, my light. Fault. No, you're talking about Mr. Dream. I'm sorry.
I'm thinking about
right.
Mr. Sandman. Dream. Yeah, okay.
Sandman. See, I was right. I'm trying to pull that over.
All right, let me see. Who else could we get up on there? Elena from Street Fighter 3.
What about DJ from Street Fighter?
Yep, there you go.
Yeah,
One Piece.
This list is going on forever. We need like.
Yo, Mr. Davis, if you just want to call in on the podcast. You can just go ahead and hit us up, brother.
He's gonna school us on like he's gonna have a whole book on this.
Yeah, because he got that old school gaming knowledge. And honestly, he should know all the black characters from way back. So
it's on a website.
You
want
to hit us up, El Staccata on the Skype, just join in on the conversation. That's cool.
He's gonna have a tie here.
Yeah, Yizzle, man, you gonna hop in with us too? We're just gonna keep it going. Who else? We got anybody else? Because I'm running out. I'm gonna be honest.
I named them all here.
You would think like it would be some fighting characters.
More fighting.
Looks like we lost connection somehow.
To everything.
We're trying to fix the connection.
Oh, there we go.
You back on with us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn,
cool.
Skype.
Yeah, lost you for a second there, brother.
Well, Eli from Half-Life 2.
See, I didn't play Half-Life 2, so I don't even know. You could be making that up.
I'm gonna start making ones up. You don't believe me. I think Kratos was black. I don't know.
You think so?
He's played by a black voice character.
What? Where did that even come from?
He's played from a black voice character, though.
He's black. He was. Didn't Kyle Barker play Kratos?
Yeah.
From
I'm
Living
just
Single?
Trying to get a free answer.
My name is Kyle Barker. Khadijah James. I just love that show. Kyle was the shit.
Bowser got a black heart.
Dude. Kyle Barker.
He be stealing the mic girls.
So who do we have any other? Are we out of black characters? Did we run our course?
Alright, I gotta get that way how we can figure this out.
Okay.
Whoever says the best last one.
The best last black character.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Staccata's the judge. I mean not Staccata. Yeah, he is the judge.
Alright. No Googles.
Get off the Googles.
Who the fuck is Piston Hurricane? No idea.
Piston Hurricane. That sounds familiar though.
Piston Hurricane. I might have to Google that real quick.
Oh,
that was just sent to us.
Whoa.
Piston Hurricane. Hold on.
Sounds familiar for some reason.
It does sound familiar.
You're probably making stuff up. It's probably a porn star. Don't type that in.
No, that was coming from the
Punch Out. Punch Out.
Okay, Punch Out.
Oh yeah, he was a dark person. He was the Asian looking one.
Was he?
Yeah, remember Piston Hurricane, the real big one, black gloves, looks Asian.
Oh, the one who looked like Bolo.
No, that's the bald head, isn't it?
Like Bolo Yang.
No, you're talking about, I think the Asian one, he was big, he had the uppercuts. Right, that was a special move.
Okay. And all right, wait.
Right. I'm trying to think if he was one that blinked his eyebrows or not. Before he
right, I got one. I got a.
Well, I'm thinking still.
I think I got a kid. No, because he wasn't in that game. Let's see.
This is a hard ass challenge. We got to put peanut butter in her mouth now.
Yeah. That challenge has gone and passed, sir. Gone and passed. Hold up, we got the link. Oh, okay, I remember that dude with the nappy ass afro. His hair looked like mine and shit.
No. Afro Thunder.
Yeah, the Afro Thunder from the Punch Out joint. All right, this is the last end. So you gotta go with it. Your last Damn. Character, best character to be chosen by Ya Yizzle. The best black character in video games. You want to go first?
Rochelle Left 4 Dead 2.
That sucks. That was not a good answer.
I come on, man. I gave you all my good ones.
Your final answer, sir.
Okay.
Don't say nothing crazy like some.
Nah. I'm gonna come off with some ill shit. But it has to be a dope character.
There was never Damn. Black characters on like Nintendo games. That's racist, yo. Like, think of one black character that was in a Nintendo game, like an exclusive Nintendo game.
I'm pretty sure Link was black.
Yeah,
I think he was black. I'm pretty sure. The Contra guys, were they black? No.
Yeah, dark. One was tanned.
I think
they're like borderline Puerto Rican or something.
I thought the blue guy was white. And then the guy in the red was black.
Yeah, he was.
Blanca right. black? I don't know.
Because I don't know what Blanca looked like before he turned into Blanca.
Probably some beast-ass black dude.
According to Street Fighter the movie, he was white.
Okay.
Black. Can I say Jesus?
Was Jesus in the game?
Jesus is the games.
Jesus is the game. We're talking about Jesus invented video games.
So Jesus was not only the creator of video games, he is a user of that product.
He still one upping.
What about Ryu Hayabusa? What about Ninja Gaiden?
Wait, he's straight Ryu. He's Japanese, son. He's straight Japanese. So what Mr. Davis says that the Japanese didn't think they have an ape in Donkey Kong. That is racist.
Oh. Donkey Kong.
That's cold.
There we go. Dave's racist.
He wins. Now we both got to be Asian
for
next year.
So we both got to be Asians for next year. Donkey Kong, the greatest black character.
There we go. Donkey Kong, the greatest black character ever.
That's in the history of video game history.
That would be pretty good on
the
shirt.
If you listen to the Boom Podcast, you know there are a couple of moments during the show where we told a line. Decency.
18 and over. Listen to this.
That line has just been told.
Damn.
We apologize.
Bringing black people back.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that game. Thank you for the answers for everybody who cooperated in the game. Thank you so much. So let's get back on. Do we need to take a break or something? Are y'all all right?
Say a little quick. I need some water.
Y'all cool? Okay. The Yiz needs to get some water.
Y'all keep going. Get some parched.
Do I need to throw on some break music? Something like that. I feel like that would be the best thing to do. Let's throw on some. Let me find something.
Yeah.
I thought the intro music there was a pretty nice little touch.
DMX. Yeah.
Yeah. DMX. I like DMX. He's a cool guy. As soon as it'll play, it'll be coming up. So we're gonna take a break, and we'll be back, and we're gonna finish off the show. I hope everybody listening is having fun. We're still looking for some call-ins. So if you wanna call in. LSTACCATA.
Send us your email.
BoomPodcast@gmail.com. On Twitter @BoomPodcast. Participate. Call the show. Get some. Wu Tang Clan life, son.
There's a man on top of a skyscraper ready to jump. I'm told that he is possibly Old Dirty, a member of the Wu Tang Clan. The police suspect that there could be some connection between this Old Dirty man and the Killer Bees.
Atomically, Socrates' philosophies and hypotheses can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery, flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred, shogun, explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous, ultraviolet, shine blind forensics. I inspect, view through the future, see millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets, queen bees ease the gossip. Fumbling with Potomac's. Gasly
place to function. Heads by the score, take flight inside a war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the globe slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints of solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Flush the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transform into the ghost rider. A six-pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire, holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the f*** you at? This is crazy, then they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. I got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the f***? If those watch, you wanna think twice, I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Smarter than Navarone, tearing up your battle zone. Rip through the slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six camp rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes rain supreme, your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts, paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought, I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all to all praise through the God.
The saga continues. Boom podcast. Boom podcast. I spit a flow right there, but I don't want to embarrass nobody getting on the mic and just ripping it up like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. So let's, you know what, we're going to go ahead. I don't even think we got any more emails. So we're just going to go ahead and get into what we got. Boom, hit it right there. Bam. Bring it up right here. Click, clack. Right. And loading. Bam. Chicka boom. Wop. Bow.
I was in the refrigerator while you're looking that up. And I think I had one of those Sunny D commercial experiences. I was in there. I was like, fruit smoothie. Then I saw lemonade, water. I was like, where's the purple drink?
Sugar water purple.
Sugar
there
water.
There you go.
Looking for the sugar water.
I felt upset.
All right. This is our only email from regular. And thankfully, it's like a celebrity email.
Yeah. Counts as 20 emails.
Familiar with, you know, thebigbad.com. I love the Warzone podcast. You know, I listen to that joint every week. So we got our first and only email from Mr. Torrence Davis. And I would just like to say, I am disappointed in the rest of you. I am disappointed. Mr. Davis, the things he hated this year was the VGAs. Did anybody watch the VGAs?
No, I didn't.
Is that the one on Spike?
Fuck with it. Yeah.
No, I didn't watch that.
Yeah,
that was the fakest ass award show ever.
That's why I don't watch it. That's what I said.
It's all, like, I don't know, like, they pay to get number one spot, basically. The game to win.
I'm hoping...
Just a big-ass commercial.
At some point down the line, we could replace that with, like, Boom Awards, the BGAs, or something. Or
wait, that sounds a little pushing it, BGAs.
The Boom Gaming Awards, something like that. Okay, well, something to that extent. But we're gonna make a come up, and then we're going to replace all the whackness in the gaming industry with the goodness from our hearts.
Yes, sir.
Let's see what else we got on the list. He said he also hated, as soon as his phone stopped acting, it's like, watch the throne. That was the Jay-Z joint with Kanye West. Did anybody listen to that album?
No.
It was like two good songs on the album.
Really? Was it that bad?
Yeah.
I mean, you have two respected artists in the industry as Jay-Z and Kanye West, and only two.
You know what?
Tracks?
It's funny, too, because I'm not, kids don't do this, but I torrented the album and I still deleted it.
it was that bad. You didn't even want a free copy of it.
I was like, yeah. I was like, boop.
But you know, to be on my part, I'm not a fan of Jay-Z or a fan of Kanye West. I'm not saying either of them are whack. Neither of them are whack. You know, rappers or nothing like that. But they're just not that
washed
combination.
Out. You just
want
to say washed out, but you're trying to wrap it up as
no.
Good.
No, I won't say that they washed out. They just They've never appealed to me. They've never I'll put it like that. They've never appealed to me as rappers or, you know, just as people, I guess. Especially Kanye.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang all day.
You know what's funny, though? Wu-Tang is seriously, like, 10 minutes from where I live. They're performing a show tonight.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
And you decided to be here with us instead, yo?
Oh, yeah, I was like, beautiful. It was pretty cheap, though. It was only like $40 a ticket. It was like the whole Wu-Tang.
All of them?
Yeah.
Man. Except
for Old Dirty, because you know what happened to him.
Right. Rest in peace, Old Dirty.
Rest in peace.
Nige song. Old Dirt Dog.
That should be your next break music. Next show, some Old Dirty Bastard.
Old Dirty, I'm going to have to do that, too. I would love to have the Wu-Tang come here.
Hold on, let me call him up. We get him on right now.
If you could.
Get a little Method Man on the phone.
Yeah, that would be the best. It'll never happen, but that would be the best. Wait, let's continue on. Let's continue on. And the next thing that he hated for the year was Kim Kardashian making fucking $17 million payday for getting married. $17 million, and she was married for like what, 70 days or something?
That's a high class hoe right there.
Essentially. 79. I think what it is she whores herself out and then thinks she can counterbalance that by marrying the people she whores herself out to. So like she'll get married 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, and then all the athletes. The little sneaky round fucks that nobody knows about. You know, and it makes her not a whore. No, you're a whore. You're a rich whore who gets paid for being a whore.
Why is she even famous? Just because she had sex with Ray J?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
That's where it started.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The video. She's still not famous to me, but I guess to the world she's famous.
The sex video, then she got the reality show, then just took off from there with a bunch of stupid ass stuff.
Is that what? Because I don't even know.
Fuck
right. She comes out with like 4 reality shows a year, makes like $4 million off of each of them.
They do this shit like they got like all kind of shit on TV though. But you know what? Hey, that's, you know, people enjoy it, so it is what it is, but you know, whatever. That's that shit. All right, so we're going to get back into it. Some shit that we hated. Now, I'm going to take this in a completely different situation.
Who sent that in? Who sent that mail?
Oh, that was Mr. Torrance Davis.
Oh, he missed one.
Yeah, what?
He missed one.
What did he miss?
Apparently, he hate black people, too.
What?
Apparently. Because the last comment he made, Ape and Donkey Kong. Y'all didn't put that together. It took him a while to put that just to soak in. It takes a while for the racism.
I'm gonna have to Google his name up.
It takes just for racism to soak in and just
it's Nazi blood in him.
Y'all ill.
Oh, Hitler.
All right, so like I said, I'm gonna take this in a little bit of a different direction. One of the things that I hated, that I swear I felt like I heard about so much this year, was all the teachers hooking up with their students.
Yeah, that was going rampant.
What? I wish that happened to me. Come on. You know you wish that happened to you.
Look,
you was a little kid. Well, not little, but like you was like 13 years old. You got a hot teacher. Come on.
I didn't have hot teacher.
I had
a couple hot teachers.
Yeah, a couple.
So
when you were a 13-year-old, like, you got, even if sometimes your teacher might not be hot,
mm-hmm.
but the fact that it's your teacher, you spend so much time with.
Whoa, what?
You know, I mean, sometimes it might be like a real granny-like teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
and
God.
As a little kid, you'd be like, I spent so much time with her. And yes, her boobs are a little bit wrinkly, but you know what?
She lit your fire.
I wonder.
This podcast has changed completely.
No, forget it. No, we're going to go down this road.
Hold up. Let's go with it. And so it's like, you know, from the perspective of a kid, mm-hmm. of a child, especially you getting that age, it's always going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that attraction to the older woman because the older woman has everything that makes women women. You know, it has the booms and the piles and shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's a whole different ball game when the teachers start to think about the children in the same way. That's some fucked up stuff going on right there.
It is.
You can't even send your kids to school anymore. Like, back in the day, like, okay, if you come from, like, hoods, ghettos, projects and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes the best and the safest place for you to be, sometimes, is at school. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You get a meal, you know, and depending on what school you go to, you're in a safer environment than maybe your home environment mm-hmm. is. It may not be a safe environment, but safer.
That's not true for my school, though. I was going to school, there was a riot at my school.
Yo, my school was fucked up too, but I knew a lot of people in our school, like where they was coming from and how their households were, like regardless of what was going on in our school, it was still better than them being at home and having to deal with the type of shit mm-hmm. that they had to deal with at home. You know what I'm saying? And in them days, a lot of that negativity was just coming from the students. You know what I'm saying? And it's not to say that this didn't happen back in the day either, but, you know. But now when you send them to school, you got to worry about somebody wanting to beat your fucking kid up and put them on
your school. Yeah, like you see them kids that go to school with, like, first aid kits, knives, chastity belts. They go to school with everything. They go to school with, like, a mini fridge. They prepare for everything, man.
Everything. And now it's like they don't even have to worry about it's not just other students. You got to worry about the teachers trying to fuck your kids.
Okay,
now, that's what it comes down to. They're trying to fuck your kids.
I think your teacher should be able to whoop your kids' ass regardless if they're out of control.
But see, the difference,
I say put your hands on them.
But see, the difference now is it's not, you know, it's not a whooping of discipline. It's a whooping and they getting some shit, some sexual shit out of it. They whipping your kid and, you
turn
know.
Turn them on.
To get being turned on by the fact that
is
the kid's kinda getting
messed
whipped. You see what I'm trying to say, though?
Yeah, I understand. I
like the adult, and it's like being a teacher has just become like a playground for fucking pedophiles. Yeah. For them to just, like, they get into a job and they're around kids all day and they just find the one kid that they could prey on for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's ill. It's just like the fucking preacher shit.
Yeah, but can't they tell, though? Because, like, say some creepy dude comes in class. I'm your new teacher. Pants off. They can tell. Like.
Yeah, but haven't you noticed, though, that the majority of the time, from my view, it's the chicks. It's the chicks that's doing the fucked up stuff. And I think it's a little bit more difficult to pinpoint that crazy chick sometimes.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, because, you know, what most men, first thing they think about is, why couldn't that be us?
Right, yeah.
And, you know, that's the first thing I thought, too. I was like, damn, I wish I had a teacher that looked that good. That would put me over the desk and give me quite the spanking.
Yeah, but, you know, and that's what I'm saying, like, you know, you joke about it like, oh, shit, when I was young, you know what I mean? But if you would think about that shit happening to your kid,
I'd be some ass.
You know what I'm saying? You'd be ready to go up in the school and just shoot somebody in their joint.
I'd be like, yo, my little boy got some game, man.
Fuck out of here.
Like, damn, he's getting them dime pieces.
Oh man. No, man, that shit was ill to me. So, all right, throw your shit out there. We still looking for calls, so you can Skype in El Staccato if you got some shit. You can still send your emails, boompodcast@gmail.com, or hit us on the Twitter at the Boom Podcast. Participate, people. Participate. It's fun. It's a good time. Go. Who got something?
Let's see. What else did I hate this year? I'm trying to think. That was a pretty good one, actually.
AC Anthony.
Yo, that shit was crazy.
Oh, the bitch that got off for killing the kid.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, that was like the...
That one killed
first. They might wait. No, never mind. I'm not going to say that because that was last year.
They had to make up for that OJ.
What was last year?
What was that? Michael Jackson dying or whatever? What was that? 2 years ago?
Yeah, was that last year?
I think it was last year.
Was it? It seemed like it was so long ago, but so close to my heart that it could have been yesterday.
Yeah, but that guy, he got guilty though, right?
Who?
The dude that was on trial.
Oh, the doctor got.
I don't know.
I want to say they did.
But he's like, he got like guilty, but he didn't get sentenced yet, or something like that.
Real shit. I feel like he just ended up being the scapegoat.
Yep.
I think they was out to get Michael.
Yeah, but listen, look at this. Was the problem is, all right. So if the doctor didn't give Michael the drugs. Michael would have found another doctor to give him the drug. So anyway, he would have died anyway, if you think about it.
Yeah.
So he'd have just been... Yeah.
But the
only thing about that is as the doctor, if you know that your patient is in this much pain, and especially if you had to do his house, you should kind of be watching him a little bit more closely. You know, at least that's how I would feel. If I was a doctor, if I, you know, had an in-home care type of situation where I needed a doctor to be by my side, like... I'm paying you to be there, which means I want you to watch me closely, and you know what I'm saying? So the simple fact that, you know, if he wasn't there in time to be able to do something, and as a doctor, you were knowledgeable about the situation to say, okay, Mike, no. Like I say, he could have got it from somewhere else, but by the time that would have taken place, it might have been a whole different situation.
So, but if you would have said no, you wouldn't be one on trial right now for murder. So
yeah, and exactly.
It would have been somebody else. It wouldn't have been you. It would have been a bad situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he was getting that money though too, so he didn't expect him to die.
Right. You know, it's crazy. That was a crazy situation. I was ill.
What thing makes sense, man?
What anything else that's been going on?
Tots and Tiaras. Have you seen that BS?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's a reality show called Tots and Tiaras or something like that. It's about these moms that force their kids in these pageants, dressing up like grown women and all this. Just like a real pageant would be for older women.
Yeah. And it's like little girls?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like
little. That show makes me so mad.
That's like some pedophile shit. Like little pedophiles be watching that show.
And you know what? When
I can't stand that.
Like the first time I had saw the show, and I kind of felt the same way I felt about it, like how the teachers in school mm-hmm. shit, like the judges and shit. Like, I'm sure there's, you know, I don't know. It's just so strange. Like, it's strange, and it makes you wonder why it's on. Not even why it's on TV. Because anything that's going to interest people is on TV.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have people that's going to watch it for the wrong reasons. You're going to have people that's going to watch it and be like, this is some bullshit. Fuck this shit. You know, type of shit. But, you're still watching it. But, you know what I mean? And then you're going. So it's something that they could put on TV and get people to watch it. But
like that Sister Wives show,
like the Sister Wives shit.
It's like, that's just crazy.
Do we really? Is this something that we really need to put a big spotlight on, and how they treating these kids and shit? And sometimes it's like how they try to force the kids to do the shit when it seems like they don't want to.
Wait, they don't want to do it?
No, that's the thing. They don't want to do it. That's the thing I understand about you. Most of these kids, when you're watching, you feel like they don't want to. They want to have a normal childhood, but their lives are just revolved around the practicing, the preening, the trying to look perfect all the time. But they're kids. They're children.
Damn.
They're not supposed to be perfect. They're not supposed to be.
Who goes to these kind of shows?
And that's the thing. Like, I'm not. I wonder.
There's
like
no
you're
audience for it. Like, there's an audience for it because it's interesting. But, like, who really is, just, like, going to go to the show?
Like, and that's what I wonder. Like, if it's not. Like, if it's not you there with your child, like, your child is part of the show, mm-hmm. or you're, like, a family member of a child that's in the show, so you're in the audience, right?
Right.
But if that's not you, what other type of individual is like, well, I want to go to this toddler pageant?
Like, you know, I understand that.
I'm going to bring a lotion and some tissues with me, too. Sit all the way to the back.
It's crazy. And there was another joint that was kind of like that, but it wasn't as bad as that, but it was just about the kids doing the, like, ballerina dance and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know
well, that's
saying?
Normal.
But
oh,
it's
yeah.
Like, that's a
if
little
it's like
bit
dressing
more
little girls up in bikinis.
Right. And that's it was more acceptable to me because it's like they weren't trying to. But even then, sometimes some of the outfits they try to put them in and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I don't know, man. It's ill. I feel for the kids, man. Children, it's a harsh one.
Some
it's a harsh
one. CF on them parents.
And you can't. And I feel like you can't talk about that shit without bringing up what's old dude Sandusky. You know what I'm talking about? That had the foundation for the kids.
Yeah, what was that?
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the coach dude.
It was pimping out the kids and shit,
showering and stuff.
Donors and showers with the kids.
Nah, man,
shit.
Fuck that. The motherfucker that saw that dude molesting that boy in the shower and didn't say nothing about it.
Well, he tried to say
he said it to, like, somebody, but then
not the police.
Guy said
but why would you not call
else,
the police?
I don't know.
Why would you not call the police?
Well, that was he claimed that he did call the police. Now, it could have been.
See, I would have called police if I walk in the YMCA shower and there's an old dude with, like, three little boys. I'm calling the police.
Yes.
I might even walk up to him and tackle him or something.
Thank you. That's my point right there. It's like, why are you not intervening in some way when you're seeing
right,
this going
exactly.
on?
Exactly. Okay,
you didn't call the police. You didn't run up there. You didn't knock the dude out. You didn't save the boy. You felt that you did the minimum amount of effort needed to be done. Where
just
either,
to cover your ass, basically.
Yeah,
just
pretty much. To, so yeah, you so can't you be doing that. Because you're
yeah,
probably
exactly,
worried about your job.
Exactly.
Fuck that. I'll give up my job at any point in day if it's to save a child's life.
And it's a disgusting situation all around the board.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a disgusting situation. And the fact that you have people, as I've seen, who defend that type of behavior in any way, shape, or form, or even try to give him any type of a pass for that type of behavior.
Yeah.
You know, that's just as disgusting as the motherfucker that did the shit.
Yeah.
Because
what
you're
charges
the
is he facing?
Type of, I don't know, but and from now, it's like, because other people have started coming out about it, about abuse that's happened to them. So, you know, I don't know how much is kind of stacking up, you know.
Most people are just coming out shit, for money, probably.
I don't know, man. That's ill shit. But, yo, all right, I got another one.
Go ahead.
I hated about this year was the fucking rapture.
Oh, like, yeah, people, like, selling their houses thinking the world.
Oh, yeah.
That scared the shit out of me, though, for, like, seriously, for, like, 2 hours. But now I was like, oh, fuck it.
But hold on. They get a retry. They get a continue.
They did.
They get 2012.
No, wait. Didn't he, like, predict it twice that year, though?
He
it was,
did,
like, May. And then it was, like, October.
And it was October.
Everybody forgot about October, though. It was like, oh, the world was supposed to end 2 days ago? I didn't know that.
So what had happened was, though, is he got his clock messed up. So he was a year ahead of everybody. So now he's on time now, and he said it's going to be 2012. And I feel for him.
I read a story about this, though, that said he made $4 million off that.
I heard of, yeah.
Yeah, he was making a lot of money. I mean, just doing the radio show alone, apparently he was making some pretty good amount of money. So
he did that on purpose.
I mean, he...
He had a stroke, too, like a couple months after he predicted it.
And, you know, it was probably the stress of the fact that you were so fucking wrong. That you were
he was
so
like
wrong.
98. Well, how old is he? Borderline dust.
Like you led a lot of people the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's really a lot of people who really trusted in him.
People sold their homes. You crazy? They only trusted him.
Giving away their life savings.
They sold their homes, everything they owned, to advertise the world was going to end. They were putting out billboards. Everything.
Yeah, and did you hear the shit about it was some people that basically put, because like the dogs don't get raptured and get to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So there was people that came and they were getting paid to take care of the people's dogs after they got raptured away. So like they was paying people like, here, take my dog. So after
I hate
get
America,
raptured
man.
Away, my dog could be okay.
Yo, we all need to move to North Korea.
You came back and knocked on the door like... Got my dog back.
Let's all move to North Korea.
My dog.
Yo, speaking of Korea, obviously the Mr. Jong Il is dead and shit.
Oh man,
which
I feel,
comes
I
to
feel
another
sad.
Hate.
I'm sad.
Popular
I'm
motherfuckers
sad.
Dying this year, which crazy.
That's overdue. I remember like 2008. They said he died like 4 times. I don't believe it.
Yo,
this time.
He's a motherfucker.
He's hiding in a hole like Hussein, whatever that dude's name was, eating Doritos.
Jim Kong.
But see, it's the ill, and it's, I swear, like, every month, two or three famous, well-known people was kicking the dust. Am I the only one that felt
true.
Like that?
It goes
Omar Gaddafi.
By three. By three.
It was just going downhill.
They say it goes by threes. When the first
down.
One dies,
dictators
two more going
dying. Gaddafi, the ill.
Heavy D.
You want to hear some crazy shit, though. You know his son? King Jong Il's son?
Yeah.
He's getting plastic surgery to look like his dad.
Good job.
Wait, are you serious?
I'm proud
that's
of him.
That's crazy ass shit. Like,
I'm proud of him.
That is, I mean, that's loyalty. That is some loyalty to the father.
Let me tell you how North Korea celebrates, though. Okay, they don't. Oh, we're not going to mourn him. We're not going to have fireworks. No, we're going to shoot missiles, son. That's how they did it.
You
about
seen the videos when they're bugging out crying on YouTube?
Yes. But then
wait,
the missiles make up for it.
So fake though, like
I don't think
that looked like some shit.
Oh, they're
like,
so brainwashed though. They think like he like invented everything in their country.
I think he did.
Like if you watch videos on it, they think like he gave them the food, he grew the food, he mailed the food to them, whatever. It's crazy.
Good job.
You know what? That makes for a great dictator.
He's a good man.
You know, if you get into the mind of the people. So you don't have to, like, always physically oppress them, even though you still got to do that every now and then.
You just got a platinum trophy.
Shoot
somebody
in your head
dictator.
Real quick.
Genocide, you got to do it.
Get
him
earned a platinum trophy.
Get him in the mind. That's how you tear down them there walls.
Shoot in missiles.
We don't need no more dictators.
Missiles.
We down. So, anything, come on, people. How are we in? We're 139. We're damn near 2 hours in. So if we don't get any callers the next while, we're just going to call it a day. But it's been a great show anyways. And, you know, everybody who did participate, we thank you so much. But it's not too late. Skype in. Get your emails. Boompodcast@gmail.com. Anything else y'all hated? Let us know.
How everybody hates Battlefield 3.
So you love the Battlefield 3?
That's the whole reason I bought my PS3.
Seriously? Battlefield 3?
Yeah. Well, I didn't really bought it for the PS3, but that was the first game I bought with it.
Why?
It was like, I don't know. It's just like, I was tired of Call of Duty, and I wanted like a new first-person shooter. Mm-hmm.
But this is, okay, what separate this from Call of Duty then? Because, all right,
All right, listen, the graphics are cool. That's not the reason I bought it, but, like, the game, like, it's, you can fly jets, tanks, crazy.
So it's the added
yeah, like,
excitement from
it,
the
It's messed up, though. I say I like Battlefield 3 more than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, but I got more time in Call of Duty. So, I got, like, 6 days in Call of Duty, and I only got, like, 12 hours in Battlefield 3.
So, but why, sir, would you forsake the greatness that is Modern Warfare? I'm lying. I hate Modern Warfare.
I don't know, because, like, Modern Warfare 3 to me feels like Modern Warfare 2.5.
Right. Okay, yeah, and that's what a lot of people have saying. But going Battlefield 3, I feel like was a great step back from Bad Company 2.
Yeah, but see, I haven't played Bad Company in all those games, though, so really? To me it feels
okay,
brand
so
new.
It's new. Okay, that's cool. I think I can see where you're coming from like the Modern Warfare. Do you feel like the game is more strategic?
Well, no one on PS3 has mics in Battlefield 3. Like, I don't know. Like, you have to have, like, set up, like, people join the game, you be in the game with them, to actually get the full, you know, strategic amount of the game. Because it's just a whole bunch of random people running around, flying jets, crashing into stuff. That's all it is.
But even playing that game, I still can't get a hold of those vehicles.
The jets, man! I can't fly jets to save my ass.
Yeah, it's kind of difficult. And then most of the game modes I have, you don't even get all the.
It's just more satisfying too when you get a kill because.
Hey, we got a call. Yo, who is it?
Ever is the microphone terror, SpongeBob.
We add a little bit of Mexican flavor to this mix. SpongeBob's, tell us, what did you hate about the year? Where you at?
Everything.
Did he just cut out on us?
He said everything.
Everything?
I said everything.
Black people.
You got to explain to everything.
White people.
No, not people. Let me see. There you go. Let me see as I walk out of my
Sponge Bentley. Boobies.
Yes. Who's this?
This Wallace Gooch.
What's up, Wallace Gooch?
What's
Gooch,
up?
Gooch.
Thank you for the avatar.
Avatar your ass.
Yeah, yay. But I need a, I don't, can you make me a non-happy sponge?
I can make you a sponge eating a mouthful of peanut butter.
Yeah, son. How'd you like that? How'd you like that?
I was dying when I heard that.
People,
dude,
let us focus.
Wait.
Let us focus.
How do you not have peanut butter in your house?
I got peanut butter.
He just ate it on the last podcast. That's what happened. How I ain't got peanut? Because, yo, it was just one of those random situations. I got peanut butter now.
Oh.
You know, I got it now. I got the crunchy peanut butter. It's the good, you know, it has the protein and shit with the peanuts and stuff. I got it now. At the time, I was shocked too. So, you know,
are those nuts hairy?
Yeah, it was craziness. SpongeBob, what did you hate about the year, man? Let us know. We already know about the McRib.
All right, other than the fucking McRib, I hated that I turned 35 this year.
Damn, you are old as shit, right? You old
that
as hell,
means
bro.
I am close to, I'm half of fucking 70 years old.
You are? What the hell happened?
Dude, fucking time. It won't fucking wait. It won't stop.
Like newborn, man.
I can't hit pause.
Do you feel your bones starting to deteriorate with every step?
No, but I ain't going to fucking lie to you. When you hit 35 and when you hit yourself, that bruise takes longer to heal.
You're walking around with pads on and shit. How many hurt yourself?
No, but they keep submitting me for it. And I'm like, motherfuckers, I still got another 30 years to go.
Make it that long.
I can't wait, though, man. I wouldn't mind getting a discount at Denny's.
So you look forward to seeing your citizens discounts, that's what it is?
Yeah, son.
Yo, crazy.
That peanut butter.
That means I can ask for extra bacon.
Yo, you crazy, man. But if you get that old, the extra bacon is probably going to kill you. It's going to clog your arteries. You're going to die.
Motherfuckers, you only live once.
You're going to be on the podcast and just
bacon's
kill
the
over.
Best. You ever put bacon bits on bacon?
No, have you ever put bacon salt on bacon?
Nah, bacon salt.
Bacon salt, baby. I posted a picture on Twitter, to go back to my history. I have bacon salt. Bacon makes everything taste better.
Yeah, there's bacon like bars of soap, and it makes you smell just like bacon after you take a shower.
Ooh, who wants to smell like bacon?
Dude, bacon's the best smell in the world.
Is that, do the women like that? Do they smell like bacon? They just come start licking you and shit?
If you have bacon, you don't need women.
You just got bacon. That's all you need. What's up?
Cook bacon, and you watch your woman. Her ears will perk.
So it's like bacon is an aphrodisiac.
Exactly, buddy.
So as soon as you...
rub that on her upper lip when she's sleeping. She
flip it up and just take it to the bedroom.
So here's a question. How many people have called in?
You.
Like fuck all you motherfuckers that haven't called in.
That's what I said, yo. I mean, we had, you know, some good participation from the Scott or the Twitter. Actually, only one person. But, you know, that's okay. You know, it's first run. We're getting it together. It's going to be all right.
I got so many emails and so many tweets from everybody saying how much they enjoyed last week's podcast. And these dudes aren't fucking calling in.
We didn't get any. I got no emails from anybody liking anything.
Are you fucking Derek Gotts tweeted me twice that he fucking loved my rap challenge. He said he loved my McRib rant. I didn't even know I was ranting about McRib. I was just being
honest. How do you like the McRib to me, though?
I don't know how he likes the McRib.
Yo, we should Google the ingredients to see what's in that shit.
It's probably ain't nothing natural. Ain't nothing from the earth.
He said don't. No. He knows. It's probably it's like all shit
made in the lab and shit.
You like bologna? You like McRib. And I love bologna.
All right, people. We got some participation. We're going to hit the Twitter. From Mr. Chris 1_9_80, Mr. Williams. He says that he hates every new game out that needed a day one patch.
Fuck, you better throw your PlayStation and Xbox in the trash.
I remember when Uncharted 3 came out. This is a patch. So it was like an hour to get to that game.
Yeah, and you know, it's... Okay, is this a thing where... Okay, is this a good thing because it's allowing people to meet their deadline, but then patch the game before it hits people's systems? Or is this just a case of people being lazy? Or is it a case of rush? Like, what's up with these day one patches? Or even within the first month of a game coming out, that shit being so fucked up that they need to patch it at all?
Well, this is a popular game. Like, it's everybody's playing it, so eventually someone's going to find an exploit, so they're going to have to patch it.
But I mean, that's something that you can't really control. But okay, we'll say something like Skyrim and shit. You know, the type of patches and shit that needed to be done to that game,
arrow to the knee,
weren't shit like, you know what I'm saying, that was most likely player caused. It was programmed. It was them putting the game together. I mean, why is that acceptable? Why is it a game that could come out as buggy as that? As a lot of their games do, and they could come out and be game of the year.
Staccato, wow. Not only that, but it's also games that had betas that still need a fucking patch.
Battlefield 3, exactly. So you had this whole time during this beta to get your shit together, but you still didn't get it going popping right.
You know what? It's the fucking deadlines, and it's these kids. It's these companies that get contracted to do one game, and then, you know, just to keep the momentum going, they'll contract them. I think they might contract themselves to make another game, so that income keeps coming in. It keeps you know, flowing through. And what happens is they start splitting up their companies to finish up a game, and they just fall behind. So once they fall behind, that's when you start getting patches. So it's not like it used to be. You know, eventually they're going to start selling you patches. I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, that would be... That's
right next to the online pass.
You buy a map pack. Inside that map pack, they will probably submit a patch.
To fix whatever issues are... Right. You know, right. And that'll be some ill shit. That would be some ill shit. That would be...
That would be a reason to boycott
the industry.
When that happens, my PlayStation would be only a Blu-ray player.
Right. Right, yeah, and I feel that too. I mean, I'm annoyed by the whole patch situation in the first place, because I feel like, you know, back in the day they had to put that effort into it, because when that game got out to the public, It was out there. That's it. That's what it was. If you made a buggy ass piece of shit, it was just a buggy ass piece of shit. If you put out a solid title, it was a solid title that didn't need no patches or no nothing.
Mr. Carter, we can't complain because we're still buying the damn games.
And we are, but is it a thing where because you buy it that you can't complain? Because as a consumer, you have the right to expect the most out of your game. You have the right to want to be able to put a game in your system and not wait another hour or two before you can be entertained by it. Especially paying $60 for that shit, right?
No, I understand what you're saying, but here's the thing. There's kids out there. I think we are gamers such as yourself and I that buy our own games and play them and know what's actually going on because we listen to podcasts. We're part of the whole inner circle community. Mm-hmm. Not like my son that says, hey, Dad, buy me this game. I buy it for him and he puts on the PlayStation. He thinks it's just uploading. He doesn't know there's a patch.
Right.
So I think we're outnumbered more by these kids that have their parents buying out these games for them. In number wise, money wise, in income wise, I think we're outnumbered. I mean, we're stressing on it. You know, we're talking about it. We're stressing on it. They worry about us, but in reality, it's like you do matter, but we make more money off of these kids. And in the future, these kids will have part time, summertime jobs, and they will buy the next game.
They will, and you know, even us. I mean, we're going to buy those next games regardless of. Like you said, like the issues that we have with how the system is being run and how the industry is being run is something that we love. Video game is something that we do, and it's something that we support with our wallets.
But you enjoy the game more when you buy it yourself, though. Say if someone gave you a gift as a game, you're not going to enjoy it as much if you spend that $60 for it.
No, you know when you enjoy that game the most? When your kids aren't home.
I don't have that problem yet.
Everybody that got kids just started clapping.
All 13 of you.
No kids, Ryan? I don't think we got.
Here's the thing, though, too. When my son had a Wii, I don't think one game that I bought him had a patch. They just worked. Nintendo.
Is the Wii even online?
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't get out of my cave.
And here's the thing, that even though I bought him a game, it just worked. Nintendo just works. The graphics may suck, the content of the game might suck. But the platform works, and there's a reason why they're still here. And Sony didn't have so many patches when it was Sony, when it was a PS2. Now with the PS3, it's a stupid competing with Xbox that also has the same issues. And it's funny how when you listen to a podcast like The Real Gamer or any other podcast that's more Xbox fanboyism, that is so quick to fire at the PlayStation, but at the same time, they don't complain about their own system doing the same crap.
Yeah, but and it seems, though, that Xbox, when you download a patch, it's faster to me.
Well, you're paying for it. You're paying.
Yeah.
Why? Here's the thing. My argument is, like, why do you have to pay? Why do I have to pay to play online when I already pay my internet subscriber to go online?
Exactly.
But obviously, you pay what you get for
PlayStation. Wait, you don't have to pay Xbox Live to download a patch.
But if you want to play with your friends, you do, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
And then the simple fact that if you don't have any type of internet connection and you go out to the store and you buy these games and the patches that need to be applied to them really affect the gameplay, that's fucked up for that consumer.
Yeah, you know, but
you could download patches. Like, can you put it on USB? Because I know you could do that.
Yeah.
But those people have real friends. They have a human being sitting next to them with a controller.
But I mean, even if not, okay, like say you take something like we'll take it back to Skyrim, right? You know, even if you got friends or something, that's a single player experience. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, to have to go in and deal with the bugs that you have to deal with in that game, at least on the PS3 side. I'm not sure how messed up the Xbox side of it was. But to have to deal with that after you spent your money on it and just because you don't have that connection, or even to have to go out and try to find a connection to throw the patch on there and then put it onto your system. And, I mean, if you don't have an internet connection, and this, let's say you're that type of person who you don't really care about the internet. There's a lot of people that just don't give a shit about the internet. They're not on the internet. They don't read gaming news sites and shit. So you know, they're not really up on the fact that this patch is being released here and there. So if you're not up on that information, you're not going to know to go out and get that patch and put it on your system. And it's not like they're going to email or send a snail mail to everybody who bought the game or some shit.
Staccato, so you just kind of... That person you're talking about isn't spending that much time on their console like you and I are. They have other things other than video games. They're fishing. Remember me and you spoke, we chatted, text chat about fishing. Remember back in the days, maybe 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You gave me some hints, some pointers. Mm-hmm. They're doing that stuff, but we're fishing on the internet.
Right.
That's where it's at, yeah. The internet.
All right, so, we're about to say goodbye to Yah Yizzle. He got to get up out of here.
No, Yah, where's your dude?
Yah Yizzle, say your goodbyes to the people. Give us your last hate.
See, hate for the year. What did I hate this year so much?
Hate of the year, yeah, give it up.
Before I leave?
Yeah.
Ben Smith.
The whole incident that happened at the Super Bowl, Air Jordans. The riot where the little girl got trampled.
Yeah, I seen that.
That's my number one for you. Yeah, I even did a rant on that.
Crazy over shoes. People in Africa don't have shoes. Mad. They showed that video.
Definitely, I understand that one. That's a good. Hey, all right, everybody say peace to Yah Yizzle.
Peace.
Hey, yo, SpongeBob. I did that rant for you, man. The one about the not hitting the mute button.
Is it out?
It's not up yet, sir.
I got it. I'm gonna put it up. I got it. I just need to put it up.
You may like how I told you to handle it. You may like how I told you to handle that situation. It's gonna be okay.
I'm gonna. You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna listen to it while I'm taking a shower.
Oh, that is perfect.
Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, have a good one.
All right, 100.
Take it easy, yeah.
Yo.
All right. So we are. We're working our way down to the end of the show, but we got to sit. Yo, y'all there still?
Yes, sir.
All right, yeah. Cool.
We ain't bail on you. Come on.
We got us a hit on Facebook. Mr. Nim, Mr. Non, he says, you know, we had starving people here, and all the big ballers didn't give two fucks about it, and the list goes on. You know, and basically, you know, and this kind of goes back to that, like, Occupy Wall Street type shit, where you got a lot of people, you know, they're working hard, but they still starving in the streets. You know what I'm saying? They're still in their homes, can't pay their bills and shit.
Stop voting for Republicans.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but people, you know what pisses me off about voting? All right, say there's two candidates. You dislike both of them, but people, they vote for the least one they dislike. That's what I don't like about voting.
Yeah, because that doesn't make any sense, because, you know, just because...
Don't vote for none of them if you don't like both of them. Don't vote for the least one you hate, you know?
You know what? That leads to some perfect shit. People that try to say, well, if you don't vote, you don't have a say-so. Fuck out of here with that shit, son.
You don't vote, you don't like none of them.
Like, it's just because, like you said, if I don't vote, maybe it's because neither of these candidates or none of these issues are anything that I believe in or nothing that I feel like will affect my life or the life of people around me.
All right, Staccato, but that's where you're wrong.
Okay,
You still need to go out and vote for the other issues that do... that do make a change in your life, way of life, or income.
But and that's what I'm saying. But what if it's none of that is nothing that you care about? Like, okay, you take a homeless dude on the street, right? In his eyes, if they raise taxes or lower taxes, he's still gonna be homeless on the street. You know right. what I'm saying? In his eyes, if they take away some of the funding for poor people. You know, he don't eat anyways. He barely is able to get into a shelter to get a meal. So, you know, that's not really affecting him. So regardless of whether you got a Democratic president or you got a Republican president, or if you, you know, raise the taxes or lower the taxes, or whether middle class is getting taxed more than rich people, or if rich people have to spend more in taxes, he may feel like none of that changes his situation and changes his plight.
All right, since we're talking politics, you want to know something else that I do hate that happened this year?
Go.
Is all these haters on Obama. They're blaming him for all the shit that just happened, the recession we're in. Dude's just trying to clean up after the fuck-up that just left that same chair that he's occupying. So, see, my thing is that you can't clean up an eight-year mess. And what seems to me is, like, every time there's a good president... And the new president takes over, that president fucks it up, but they said he did a great job because all he's doing is just reaping in the good benefits of that president that was before in front of him. So let's say Bill Clinton. When Bill was around, I had a great time, man. It was not that many issues. We did have a couple, but not to this extent. Then you get George W. Bush. That dude gets on there, and he's smiling, and he's doing all these fucking stupid things that disrespectful, cleaning his glasses off this lady's skirt on TV. You guys ever see this? I mean, that to me, president should not be doing that shit. Him playing golf. Someone was asking him about 9/11, and he's saying, hey, did you see that shot? It's like, seriously, bro. Obviously, I know he was just a puppet. But while he's in office, everybody says that was the great time. To me, he was just reaping the benefits of Bill being in office. And basically, that's what happened. He cleaned it up. This guy took over. Now he fucks it up. And Obama takes this, and Obama's like, fuck, you know, you give me this shit. And now people are hitting on him. It's like, motherfuckers, wait. It's not that. When you fuck up your credit, you don't fix your credit in 4 years. It takes 7 years for that shit to drop off your history. Give the guy a fucking bone. Give him a break.
Yeah, but then, I mean, like, in 10 years, they're going to say he's a good president. People change their mind.
No, here's the thing. Give him a fucking second chance.
You can't fix up his fuck up in 4 years.
It's not his. It's fucking W. Fucking,
yeah, I know what I'm saying. That's what I meant. You can't fix Bush's fuck up 4 years.
And here's where my idea comes from. Fucking Obama's going to fix his shit. Give him 4 more years. He's going to fix his shit. And guess what? We're going to get a fucking Republican after his last 4 years. And who's going to reap the benefits of fixing the recession is going to be that fucking Republican.
Okay. It's twice as hard as him, too, because he's the first black president, too. So they're expecting more, you know what I mean?
And here's my thing about Obama, though. The first black president,
Bill Clinton.
Get the fuck out of here with that nonsense, man. But here's my thing about Obama, though. Like, and this is real talk. To me, he's been a very weak president. And I say that because I feel like he has allowed everybody to basically stomp on his ass.
He's not, you know, letting him stomp on him.
He's allowing that shit. But here's the thing. I know what you're going to say. You got to give to get, right? You got to give to get. There has to be. Did Bush give to get? Be honest. Did Bush give to get?
Well, listen.
Bush took everything that he motherfucking wanted, regardless of what anybody, the United Nations, what other countries were saying, what your own American citizens were saying, what all the Democrats were saying, and even what some of the Republicans were saying. Bush was like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the motherfucker did what he wanted to do. Now, Obama had that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Before the Republicans took over and shit, he had that opportunity to go in like Bush did it and just get shit done his way. But he let that opportunity pass.
That's his white side
You can't get it done unless you have people backing you up. And when you have half of the fucking house not backing you up, and the fucking tax cuts, bro, he's asking people with money to help out the fucking country that's falling apart. And you got people out there that are bitching that I don't want to fucking help nobody. Everybody's fucking struggling. And all he wants is to fucking help the nation. And you got Republicans fighting and don't want to fucking give these billionaires tax cuts. And you got this, what's that dude's name from New York that said, I'll pay extra taxes. Why does my secretary have to pay the same percentage that I do?
But that's my thing, though, is you got people as basically strong-arming this man. And they've been strong-arming just these current couple of situations he's dealt with. You know what I'm saying? I felt like he's been fed up with it. And actually got some backbone and is actually really starting to act like a president that want to get shit done. Unfortunately, some of the shit that he's trying to do with this whole indefinite in detention and shit like that is some shit that I can't go with that. And some shit like that, it makes it impossible for me to vote for him again. I did vote for him last time.
Are you talking about the threat?
The you talking about the locking motherfuckers up shit, but you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but are you planning a fucking blowing up a building?
It doesn't matter because you think about it like this, okay? Think about the Occupy Wall Street right now, okay? You know what I'm saying? They was in the streets heavy. Some places basically put them on the list of terrorists, put them on the organization terrorist list and shit.
You know but what I'm we saying? Know as Americans, we know they're not.
But that's the thing. It won't matter. It won't matter. But, see, the simple fact that they are on a terrorist list or a terrorist watch list or any type of list like that, if that shit was to go through, and I don't even know if it has or not yet, and that indefinite in-detention shit was to go through, and they look at the Occupy Wall Streets and think, okay, these people are a terrorist threat. They're already labeled a terrorist. So it was not that far a leap for them to say, okay, I think that this group of people are a terrorist threat, so you go to the camps. You don't just break up the camps now. This is not a situation of just arresting some people and letting them go 24 hours later. You're going to arrest these motherfuckers with no trial and just lock them the fuck up. Because they went against the fucking powers that be.
Yeah, but if they're a U.S. citizen, they're entitled to a fair trial. So that's the point. The whole thing
but
right
that's
now.
The point of the that's the point of the shit is that even if you're a foreign terrorist or if they feel like you're a terrorist, even if you're U.S. born, you do not get a trial. You don't have they don't have to give you a trial.
Yeah, but the reason they could do that though because there's amendments that contradict other amendments. So technically. Well, I don't know the word. But they can actually arrest U.S. citizens without
Staccato,
trial.
The reason being that this law is in effect or has been brought up is because of not because of fucking Occupy, but it's these dudes, these fucking terrorists that try to do shit here, and they get arrested with no proven anything to prove them guilty of what they're trying to do, and they can't hold them captive. That's why.
Okay,
to
but you
prevent
have to,
another fucking mass massacre.
But you have to think of where that reaches to, though. It doesn't like. Do you really think it's going to stop there? Okay.
I don't think that way. I don't think my job is to fucking work, pay taxes, feed my kids, pay my home, and make sure my kids are okay. That's it. I don't have to worry about this.
But this is. But how is this not making sure that your kids are okay? If your kids are growing up. In underneath a government where if they could be walking down the street and then some, we'll say a Muslim guy walks up next to him and sparks a conversation, okay? I don't know nothing about this dude. He just walked up to me and started talking to me because I had a fucking Wu-Tang shirt on and he likes Wu-Tang.
Right. And
the
that's
cops
where the
run up on me and arrest both of us.
And that's where
and they
could
charge
they
both of us with some terrorist threat shit and hold both of us indefinitely without giving a trial because they feel like if they let us go, we're going to blow some shit up.
The indefinitely just means we can hold you until we find evidence.
Exactly. But what if they never find evidence? That means you can
be
held.
They let you go.
For how, that's not, that's not always, that's not going to be the situation.
They let you go.
That is the point that they can hold you for no reason. They can hold you because they think there is a possibility that you will do something. That's like the point of the shit.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And there's no.
Yeah, but if you didn't do nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about.
Yeah, your history.
Okay, but if you didn't do anything, exactly that, and that's the thing. If you didn't do anything wrong, if you say they decide, you know, I'm part of some. I don't even want to put myself in there like that. But I join some group of black militants who are just about the up and from the back people. One of them goes off and does some ill shit, right? Nothing to our group. And they arrest all of us. I didn't do anything wrong. But as long as they feel like, for whatever their reason, that I could be a terrorist threat to the people, then they can hold me. Regardless of whether I did anything wrong or not, doesn't matter.
If that
happens, I'm moving to Canada.
Staccato, then they pull your history. I'm from the fucking streets of L.A. When I get every time I get arrested or I don't get arrested. They put handcuffs on me just because obviously I understand the cops need to be safe. So I can't do anything, pull a shank or pull his gun and shoot him. But I've been in situations where I'm with a group of fucking thugs. I mean, I did it myself. I was in the street gang. But at the same time, I knew when to respect the law. And once they did what they had to do, they fucking took out the handcuffs and they said, hey, go home and start fucking, you know, stay out of fucking trouble. And what I do, I go home and stay out of trouble. Nothing was on my record because I never did anything stupid. So when I got pulled over one day and they threw me on the car, yada, 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 and they fucking run my record. Hey, we apologize. As long as you got a clean record, Stikahai, you don't have to fucking sweat shit, bro.
Now, that's the thing. Now, you don't have to sweat shit now because you have a clean record.
And but I'm if not some shit like
this, if some shit like this was to take place, that won't matter anymore. They won't have. It doesn't matter whether you have a clean, because it's not about what you did. What you did happens, will help them keep that does, look, it's about what that, they think when, you will do. That's what I'm saying. It's not about, you know, your past can help them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
complete
right.
what they got to complete. But hold on. But regardless of whether you could have a clean as fuck record your whole life, and it's not about the past. It's about what they think you are going to do in the future. What threat they think you are going to be to America in the future. Okay? Your future threat doesn't always have anything to do with what your past is. You hear a lot of times where motherfuckers grew up in, you know, wonderful households and shit like that. And then for whatever reason, they go off on some ill shit and be killing people or do whatever it is that they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, because they have evidence towards that.
But that's the thing. That's where the problem comes in. Is they're going to be able to hold you no evidence just based off of the fact that they think that you may do some ill shit.
So if they think that you did something, they must have evidence then.
It's
right?
not that they think that you did it. That they think you will do it.
Before I gotta go, bro. Here's the thing. When that shit pops off and they start doing this shit to a lot of people, that's when this nation's falling apart. And that's when everybody stands up together. And that's when you're going to see what happens in the fucking movies.
We're still a young country. Anything can happen to us.
One. Once they do that shit to one person is when that shit should pop off. Not one motherfucker. American citizen. And honestly, I'm going to show you that shit too. And I know this may get a lot of disagreement. But even foreign motherfuckers. If you holding motherfuckers indefinitely and for no motherfucking reason, that's when, like, as a country, you need to be like, yo, that's not acceptable. You know
yeah,
what
but
Spicata,
how many people
bro.
Have they arrested and let go because they couldn't find anything and they go fucking murder another fucking kid?
And again, that's now. You know what I'm saying? And that's the argument that they're making. That's the exact argument that they're making. Well,
see, I see it as I'm a good citizen. I pay my fucking taxes. I respect my laws. And if I have any issues against it, that means I'm doing something wrong.
But see, here's my thing. Okay, but you know, you pay your taxes, you take care of your family and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? But you walk into a motherfucking bar one day where it's...
I don't go to bars.
Okay, where you walk into the motherfucking bodega one day and shit. Like,
I don't go to bodegas.
I don't go to bodegas. Jesus, man.
But you know what I'm saying.
We don't
have
bodegas, like, in L.A., baby.
You know,
dude,
bodegas everywhere.
We got
but you know, just being in that wrong situation could put you in a situation to be labeled as a threat. Is what
yes,
I'm trying to say. So regardless of how
my record, my history, my arrest, I don't have any. I have you look at my fucking record. Even though I was a thug and I was in the streets, I've done so much for my community. When that shit pops, when the FBI pulls my records and they say this motherfucker doesn't do anything but pay his fucking taxes. And then he gives to fucking Children's Hospital, and he does fucking charity funds. Let the motherfucker go. He ain't no fucking.
But see,
threat.
And that, but again, that's what I'm trying to tell you is, that's you in the past. That has nothing to do with why they may think you could be a terrorist threat. Okay.
When I
for whatever the reason, if they feel like that you're a terrorist threat, if they feel like, okay, if we let this person go, he is going to blow up a building, or he is going to go on a shooting spree and kill somebody.
Tyler,
regardless if they look at your past record, no matter how clean your record is, if they feel, for whatever the reason may be, that you are a future threat, they're going to hold you.
The only time I'm going to blow up anything is when I'm taking a shit.
and that's, I know that, you know that, but they don't know that.
They
and regardless if they do know that or not, they may not feel like that's who you are in the future.
I don't sweat it. Like I said, my history speaks for itself.
You won't probably even be alive when this happens.
You know what? If anarchy fucking pops off, I'm okay. I'm set. I got a fucking truck. I'm set.
Moving to Canada.
No, I'll fucking start popping foods like fucking no day.
Yeah, right there, son. You done made yourself a terrorist threat, and they got the shit on the motherfucking podcast,
right there,
son.
Right there. Right
now
there.
You locked up. You just incriminated yourself, kid.
No, I said when anarchy happens.
You're a terrorist threat now, bro.
No, I'm just protecting my family and my country.
Okay, and even protecting your family, if they feel like the way you're protecting your family is a threat to police officers or a threat to any type of, you know, oppressive shit in charge, then you're a threat. You're getting locked up, son. But, yeah. Hey, you know, I ain't no politician. You know, I can't.
Whatever. Delete this from the fucking podcast. Seriously. We fucking sound like the Real Gamer now, man.
But, nah, but look, man, we've been on this motherfucker for 2 hours
just
and 15
like
minutes,
a 30-minute rant about how we hate Obama.
We don't hate Obama. I love this dude. I want to smoke out with him. I want to cook bacon.
Yeah, but you know the highlight of his presidency is always going to be Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, and they tried to take that away from him with the quickness, though, because, you know, that died down real fast.
Yeah,
and
like,
they jumped right
was
back
like, yeah,
on the hate
him.
Real quick.
Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, give him another 4. We gave George Bush another 4. Why can't we give this guy a legit another 4?
I mean, I told you my reason that I can't vote for him again. Like, if that shit does go through, or if it already happens,
yeah, but Staccato, don't just
not
vote for the other guy because you don't want Barack Obama.
Oh, no, definitely not. No, that's not. I'm not that
Come
type
on,
of voter.
Obama
I'm
plays hoops.
Voter. I'm not that type of voter.
His right. Yo, his wife can do the Dougie.
I'll probably vote for her before I voted for Obama again, for real.
But are you serious?
I'm telling you, like, real shit. If that is something that he really backs and that he really feels like is something legitimate that needs to be enacted on our streets, then I can't. That is a threat against me. That's a threat against my family. That's a threat against people I know.
Then don't go blowing up buildings, bro.
It doesn't. Okay. That's what I'm getting. It's not just about, like, I mean, you gotta think about it a little bit more than that. It's not that simple all the time. Especially when you're dealing with powers, man. It's not that simple, yo. It's not.
Can we,
you know, like
subject,
I was telling
please.
People, though. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We're going to have to do a political cast.
They're probably wiretapping
Celtics,
us.
Huh?
They're probably wiretapping us right now and on our way to our house.
Yo, hold on. Someone's knocking at my door.
Fuck. Don't get out, son. Yo,
yeah,
man.
Take my computer. They're going
to. Real talk, this motherfucker show is to the end, man.
Dude, it's like 3 hours. Come on.
Yeah, 2:17. 3 hours. That's too
much.
Let's
do it. Let's
do
it. All right, guys. I gotta go pick up my kids. They're probably outside on the fucking street curb wondering where the fuck their daddy is.
Go get your kids, man.
Fuck them kids.
Thank you for calling. Go get your kids, bro.
Yo, man. Waterless Gooch?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
You know what's funny? All right, that was my first Xbox gamertag, and that shit got reported in like 3 days.
I don't know why.
It was the best one, though. I always got compliments with that name on Xbox Live for the 3 days I had it.
All right, well, make me a SpongeBob eating peanut butter, fucking ranting about a McRib.
With a Mexican flag in the back.
No.
No.
Like, no, poncho. That's why everybody knows.
Poncho. All
right. There's poncho. There's a black Suburban with lights in front of my house.
Throw a rock at it.
Better get out there.
You better throw a rock at it.
Hey guys, I'm out. Thank you for the podcast. Keep on coming.
Peace. So
sorry, listeners. I'm sorry about that rant. You might think I'm wrong. I might think you're wrong, but you know that's what's great about this fucking country that we all can be wrong.
Unfollows.
I don't give a fuck. Don't follow me.
Yo, it's all love up in here. We say what we say. We have peace for what everybody says. And, you know,
and for all the motherfuckers that ain't calling, fuck y'all.
Yeah, man, you're supposed to participate, son. That was fucked up. That's cool. We had fun. It was cool. It still came out. Yo, I had a lot of fun. You know, for everybody
You know what I would do? I would edit people calling in other shows and pretend they called your show.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
No, I said that too. I was like, we only have one mailbag. We should start making fake ones.
Make some fake mailbags.
Fake mailbags.
Yeah. I would send in mailbags, but I get fucking lazy, man. I make
15 new email addresses and start just giving questions. Don't tell them that you are though. Who you are though.
The thing is, it's called mailbag. Why don't you call it female bag or something?
Ooh.
Actually, it won't, because remember we came up with a name. We came up with a couple of names last podcast. We didn't ever even use it. I forgot what they were. I got to go back and listen.
All right, guys.
All right, bro. Go get your kids, man. Peace. Go get your kids. But,
Boom Podcast.
This is the Boom Podcast, episode 11, the live joint.
All up in your grill.
All up in the grill. Y'all Yizzle, he had to depart from us.
Get out of here with that.
Everybody say your goodbyes if you got some goodbyes to say. Go ahead, Gooch. You got some goodbyes?
Bye.
You got some Twitters you want to get at the people? You want them to follow you? How that works?
Oh, yeah. All right. Follow me at Wallace Gooch on Twitter. Check out the YouTube channel. There's some good stuff on there. Same name, Wallace Gooch. It's for the mature listeners. It's the prank calls up there. And, yeah.
All right. Yo, you know what to do. www.battleclubgaming.com. You can find a podcast. www.theplaystationshow.com. You can find a podcast up there. At Boom Podcast on Twitter. At Battle Club Gaming. That's Battle Club G-M-I-N-G. To follow the website. You can follow me on the PlayStation. You can join me at Staccata, S-T-A-C-C-A-T-A. On the Xbox, S-A-A-Y-I-D, Saeed. Where else, man? If you got mailbag, emails you want to send into the show.
Just give me your address and show up at your house.
Yeah, just come to the crib. Just come hang out at the crib, podcast with us.
Eat some peanut butter.
Hit us up, boompodcast@gmail.com. Sponge, you still there?
I'm here, man, but right. I'm out, baby.
Give him your shit real quick and then bounce out. Go get your kids.
Hit me up on the Twitch at T-Piss-Sponge, S-P-O-N-G-E. Don't fucking tweet me no poetry. Just tweet me shit you're
no
doing.
No song lyrics.
Just fucking everybody hit up the bacon salt. It makes everything taste better. Make sure you hit the McRib before it's gone. You never know
Don't
when
listen
it's
to
back. Right. Make sure you get the 50-piece nuggets for only $9.99. And shout outs to Ya Yizzo. Fucking man, Merry Christmas to all of you. Feliz Navidad. Happy New Year. And fucking give Obama a second motherfucking chance. We gave W. Bush one. Give him one too. Let's do it.
All right,
I'm out, guys.
Well, hold on. One last go around. Sponge, what did you hate about the year? Go. Real quick.
McRib.
Yo, Gooch, what did you hate about the year? Go.
I don't got nothing. Go. Damn.
He hated the fact that he ain't got nothing. Staccata, what did you hate about the year? It's stupid follow back shit on Twitter. Peace out. Boom Podcast. Peace.